fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
I took a big break.
Astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Uh-oh. I forgot somebody. Whoops. Forgot Milkman. Oops. Always forget something. Hey, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio. I am Carlito. March the 22nd, Thursday, 2012. Not in specifically in that order, but that's what it is. Congratulations, y'all. You are here. You're either listening live or you're listening on the podcast, and good for you. Yeah, man. That's awesome. We'll be doing prank calls tonight, talking and shit. Having a good old time. Best way to listen to this show?
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Having a good old time. Let's see if Milkman can talk. Let's see if the customer. Milkman!
What's up, man?
Starting the show. How you doing?
What's happening?
Happening? What isn't happening? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, there's an app for everything, man. I'm just hanging, cruising, man, doing my thing, man. Watching the sunset, patting up the sunset.
Did you just say there's an app for everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man.
Yeah, look it up, man. There's an app called Everything.
Groovy. Alright.
What's happening, my brother?
Nothing. I was just getting ready to tell everybody the best way to listen to this show, either you play it on your iPhone, your Android, or you turn up your computer speakers real loud, you go to the kitchen, you sit down on the kitchen counter, and you drink, and you listen to the show, and you smoke right there, smoke a cigar or a cigarette right there in the kitchen.
Smoking it if you got them, baby.
Right there in the kitchen. And if your mom and dad tells you no, you tell them to shut up. Flick a cigarette at him and say, shut up.
Blow a puff of smoke at him. Let him know he's in charge.
Yeah, he'll get really far with that. Second thought, don't listen to that recommendation.
If you cram that pack of cigarettes down your mouth, just take off running.
Make you smoke every single one. Then you'll learn.
Yeah, that's better than soap in your mouth, at least.
My dad caught me smoking weed and tried to do that. It didn't work. It didn't It didn't have the same effect.
Parents like all alike, dude. Like, you know, caught smoking tobacco when I was a kid. My dad like was like a when I was very young was like a big like pipe tobacco smoker, you know. So we decided we're gonna try his cherry tobacco. It smelled good, okay. So we go out, pop up a big old fat bowl. We're hopping on it. Like, due to that, we was done, okay. So we thought we was really slick. We took it back in the house because mom was gone, you know, and all of a sudden, all mom's back. So we hid it up underneath of there, couch. Mm-hmm. And in comes mom. She's like, what you guys been doing? Oh, nothing, mom. I don't watch the TV. I don't think so. I smell smoke. He's like, what? My mom sniffed from the back door through the living room, through the kitchen, right underneath the couch, exactly where he stashed the. And busted it. She told my dad, and I had to sit there and smoke till I threw up, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, my parents
are alike in some things, man.
Yeah, my mom was the same. Like, I couldn't smoke pot in the house when I was a kid because she'd smell it. She'd know. She'd smell all over the place just like that until she found whatever. The same way.
My parents kind of gave up with me on weed after a certain point. I mean, they tried. I mean, my father went all the way to take me to a cop station and tell them to take my blood, man, to scare me and admitting that I smoked pot and I lied.
Wow. Yeah, my parents. Yeah, my parents eventually gave up. They're like, whatever. I mean, he's just a pothead.
After a while, they was like, whatever. Then I found out my old man was smoking pot. I said, you old bastard. I said, why didn't you tell me? Well, because you was my son. I was like, you didn't have to fucking do that. Yeah, I mean, I gave you a bud, man. Come on.
Yep.
So I actually got to party with Pops, man, long before he died and became a total asshole.
There you go. Cool. Well, we're here. It's time for Madhouse. Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. What's the other one? I don't know. Whatever. Just figure it out. Just go to madhouselive.com. Madhouselive.com. That's the website.
Request a prank.
Request a prank. We are streaming live over at madhouselive.com. CactiRadio.com. We're in the cactus. The big cactus tonight.
And also join us in chat.
In chat. Thanks, Milkman. We're also on Blue Planet Prank Radio and prankarchive.com, apparently.
Don't forget to sign up for the Prank Podcast.
The Prankcast, so to say. That's right. The Madhouse Prankcast.
And join our forum while you're at it.
Please do. Yes, get involved in the forum, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, man, we got everything going on. You might as well be part of the club.
Yep, we got a lot of people in the prank chat room. Hello to everybody. People are starting to filter their way in, making their way in. Prank requests are coming in. New news here. Lonesome Loser will join us shortly. MSC3 Clay jumping in early on, says he wants to mention he was browsing the Madhouse archives. Renner Cost, the car kicking aftermath called God Damn You. 3-4
Clay, that's right, the whole homeboy there.
Yeah, what happened? 3/4 of the prank. I did a spit take when you and the father ended up in a tennis match with the saying "God damn you." Good stuff. Thank you, MSC3 Clay. Yeah, it's fun. It's just a back and forth. God damn you! God damn you! God damn you! Back and forth.
You're the first 22 and go, man.
Yeah, buddy. So, yeah. I'm going out of town this weekend. I'm going to be hitting the big city. I'm excited about that.
What city are you going to? Dealey?
No, I'm actually going to D.C. this weekend, man. Got to check out D.C.
Going to the big city. Star City, huh?
It's capital city, the capital of the capitals.
There you go, awesome. Star City, baby.
I'm planning on, I don't know, hitting up a few museums, you know. I think they have a Cold War museum out there. I haven't even done the research yet. Cliff says there's nowhere to eat in D.C.
Well, I guess to be there in a war museum.
I just said I was telling my wife I wanted to find a good place to eat in D.C. Preferably one of those places where they have Brazilian-style meat, where they make it on the skewers, you know, and they keep bringing it to you and feeding you meat.
Kebab. You're talking about like a Turkish place, something like that, a kebab place.
No. The Brazilian-style... They make the meat on these huge skewers that are about maybe like 4 feet tall, 3 or 4 foot tall.
Oh.
Right? They put them in the fire in an open pit. And they got like, they'll have like maybe 5, 6, 7 different types going in the kitchen at the same time. And then when they're done, they go around the restaurant, the servers, right? And they tell you, this is marinated beef. Do you want this? And you say yes, and they carve it right there off the huge skewer, and they put it on your plate, and they keep going to the next table. you know, and you can just sit there, and they bring the meat to you.
Mm. Making me hungry, Jackson.
And you pay for it. You pay to get in. You usually pay like good 40, 50, 60 bucks, but it's worth it because you eat your ass off the meat.
What, all you can eat?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. Argentinian/Brazilian style. It's good stuff.
Oh, man, I got to find me one of those. I heard Brazilian steakhouses are good. I never got to eat one.
Look for Texas.
I like to eat a Brazilian steak.
Look for Texas Day Brazil where you live. That's nice. That's one of the big chains that does that.
It's called Texas Beef and Brazil?
Texas Day Brazil. Texas and then D-E, you know, like Day. Brazil.
Oh, Texas.
Texas, like the state.
But Texas.
Jesus Christ.
The Lone Star State, right?
Texas, yeah, and then D-E, like Spanish for the.
Okay, De Brazil.
De Brazil. Texas De Brazil is a big
one. Okay, now I got it. Yeah, okay. And there's, phone connection sucks sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and then there's another one called Fogo de Show. F-O-G-O. De Show is C-H-A-O. It's a Brazilian name also.
Oh, De Chow.
De Chow. Show. The show is the way you're supposed to say it, but yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Chow.
That's okay, another. Right. That's another national chain that does that. I don't know if they're in the West Coast or not, but you'll find one. Oh. You'll find one outlet. Look for Churrascaria.
One of our intrepid listeners, I'm sure, will be able to Google it real quick and find out. Man, maybe we can call there and place an order.
There you go. That'd be a good spot for a prank call, Fogo de Show or Texas de Brazil or something. You know, that'd be good.
Yeah, you know, we like just get into the specifics of spelling it correctly. That'd be a good thing.
Nunu says, "Stop talking about food." Well, what do you want, man? Just don't be jealous because you know you can't afford food in the UK.
Hey, we don't all have food stamps now.
Don't be jealous.
Some of us actually have real food.
Don't be jealous because you live in a country that rations its meat and you can only have one piece of meat a week. Like you do over there.
That's right.
And you have to eat spam.
And you have to use coupons to go to Tesco's with Nunu.
I heard in the UK you're only allowed to have so much meat in your house with your license, your meat license. They only let you have so much meat. And if you have more meat than that, they take it away. They take it away. They burn it. They pour chlorine on the meat, the Clorox on the meat, and ruin it in front of you.
Oh, wow.
And then they make you eat it.
Oh, that sounds good. You know, it'd be clean.
Yeah. That's a good idea for a prank call, now for the UK. Accuse them of having too much meat than to have some World War II style shit, the rationing. You have more meat than your ration book say you should have. Oh, boy. Sounds good.
Yeah, just get your Tesco's coupons and head to the bean row and ask their Nunu to assist you in the most, the most delicious choice of the day.
Now, Nunu kicked out Closo because Closo made fun of the British chief. Nunu, don't be like that. That's not nice. All right? That's not necessary.
Come on, man.
You guys
have let me down, man. You guys are really, really disappointing me.
Some of these guys take it serious. The chat room, they take it serious.
I mean, the chat room is fun, but I mean, it's not like total heresy saying that somebody in Britain needs a tooth chop. I mean, come on. The fact is, 98% of them do.
Yeah, Nunu's drunk with power. I'm telling you. Why have us a Nunu? You're supposed to be op in Kokanee. He's not op. You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so now it's all Nunu show now.
Sleeping at the wheel.
He's taking over my chat, and he's just going to be all, just the whole Nunu show in the chat.
Nunu is,
lighten up, man. Put some of our main people back up there where they belong. These guys deserve it. They've stuck with this as long as you have too, my friend.
That's right.
Please.
Nunu is, just like the captain of the Titanic, asleep when the Titanic hits the iceberg, just like 2 weeks ago with UK10. Asleep at the wheel,
right.
Not paying attention. And
acknowledge the accomplishments of some of our long-term listeners, Nunu. Share the glory.
All right, Wolfman. Nunu will get upset now. He gets real particular. He will, too.
I know, but I still got to bust his balls because he's alienating my chat clout. My chat clout, man.
Right.
It's my job to keep people in the chat, but you do bounce them when they need it. But let's not go crazy. Thank you.
I'll shut the chat room down. Listen, we're going to call Baz over here, our big friend, Big Baby Baz, found a number.
Baz.
How's he doing?
I haven't heard from him, man. He's one of our West Coast North American Canadian representatives, I do believe. How's he been?
Well, he passed a few kidney stones last week, but he's doing better. He said he's been drinking his cranberry juice, and he's been... I told him you take your corn husks, you buy corn, and you hang on to the corn silk, and you boil that, and you make a tea out of it. And I know it sounds nasty. It doesn't taste that bad, but that's the best thing.
Tell him to lay off the Tums, man. Like, those Tums and Rolaids, dude, will give you those fucking stones, man.
Iced tea will do that.
Tums and Rolaids, those mineral anti-acids. They'll build up, and that'll cause those stones. So if you're doing a lot of Tums or Rolaids, lay off them, man. That's probably up to get them.
Yeah, well, iced tea will do that also, Milkman. Okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, did you get stones, too?
I have, yeah. You remember I got
Oh, my God, like a rolling stone. See, there is some truth in it. There is some validity in it.
Sure.
I don't do them, so I've never had them.
Okay, good. Well, hey, we got a blast from the past from Big Baz. Before, we're going to play the prank first, one of our older all pranks. Right. Now, Milkman, I'm going to tell you what. If you piss me off when we call this guy the second time and you keep talking over it and laughing and talking about your name is Walter, I'm going to hang up on you for a whole month, all right? Don't bullshit me.
I did that the last time.
The last time I called Grits and Groceries Liquor. Back in 2006, Baz found the phone number.
How did I get Walter? I must have been, I don't know, all 2006, I was fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That was when I was dying, man.
You almost ruined this prank. You just about ruined it. I had to edit out all this laughing that you did out of it, and half the prank got lost. But I salvaged it. Let's play this prank first, and then we're going to call them. Grits and Groceries.
What do you mean salvaged it? That was part of the entertainment, man. You took out some of the best part, man.
You wish.
You're backing guys here in enjoyment of the moment, man. That's like what I do. I had a little nuance to it, but I probably overdid it. I was sick.
Hey, Grits and Groceries, right? Sir?
You got it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to make up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it grits or is it groceries or is it liquor?
It's grits and groceries liquor.
So I can go in there and get some grits right now? You got cheese grits or ham grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I want you to make my grits for me.
We don't make grits.
Then why you have grits in your first name?
Well,
asshole.
Why you ask so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there, I'm going to not waste my gas. I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy. You know,
It sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell is grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make grits? If I go down to get a pack of grits, you eat grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat grits.
All right. How am I going to make the... What? I take this bag of grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
Damn how you make them. You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
What did you just say to me?
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling for some
grits. Who the hell is this? Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo. Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, waddly-ass voice.
Your gravy chin,
what,
boy.
What can I hear in your waddly-ass voice?
You hear? Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass, and it has semen mixed in it.
I got a damn 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a damn
thing. I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You better give me some free liquor.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm going to go down there and give you some shit. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck.
Deliver,
no, you ain't.
I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits, and I'm going to have sex with you.
How are you going to go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
I said down there, because I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you, my name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
Well, I'm a good old boy from town, and I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some
Which
grits.
Which town?
What?
Which town?
The town that you're in, you stupid asshole, Chesterfield.
You ain't know where the hell you're at, boy?
Well, that don't
See what I mean, Milkman? Why did you talk so much over this prank? I got so mad at you, remember, after this? You pissed me off, man. The whole prank, it's just him. Hog gut. Bacon syrup. What do you hear?
You know your name.
Ring no bell with me.
You're such a goddamn homosexual, you don't even know what town you live in anymore.
You're a damn lying son of a bitch, too.
You're a stupid cock and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want and what you called me for, I'm going to hang up.
I want some grits, I said. G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place because your place says grits.
I ain't going to sell you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. I'm going to go down there and force you.
Well, I said I didn't know, and I'm fixing to hang up.
You don't need to sell me no grits. You're going to make it for me for free. Then I'm going to use it as...
I ain't making nothing.
I'm going to use it as lubrication to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you
it,
like
too.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
Walter?
Your cousin, boyfriend, mother, sister, wife, cousin.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I ain't got time for this bullshit. I'm working.
His name Ernest.
I'm gonna pull all your pubic hair out, make a sandwich, and make you eat it in front of me with grits.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is that?
This is Bo Steen.
Who
I
is
said.
That?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Then why are you asking what my name is, you crack ass cracker? What's your name? This is Bo Grits. We lost him.
See what I mean, Milkman? Milkman, are you there? Answer. Answer the accusations. You spoke all over this prank call. It pisses me off to hear this. It could have been such a good prank, but all you hear is Milkman in the background. Could just sit there, could you?
Grits and grocery, ABC store.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you?
That you wouldn't make
me... Don't call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex...
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
And here I am getting upset about a prank call that we did back in... it's going to be 6 years. According to this, it was April of 2006. Wow, God, it's been that long. Can't believe it. Milkman, where are you? Call him back. Milkman's all upset now.
Hermano's mad at me.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Hello?
Well,
hello?
What's going on?
Hey, what?
What's going on? Why aren't you talking? I'm trying to ask you questions. You're not answering.
I'm in the middle. I got a customer right now.
Now, why'd you talk so much over that prank call 6 years ago? Why'd you do that, man?
Because you was lagging, man. I needed to beef it up a little
You're
bit.
An asshole.
I need to stir a little controversy in here, myself.
This is a little hot gut. This is a little bacon.
All right, let me call you back, man. I got a call right now.
You're a real jerk. Bye.
All right, I'll call you in a little bit. Okay, thanks.
Whatever. All right, let's call that place back from 2006. I'm just kidding. I'm not upset. I was upset when it happened. I remember I had a conversation with him. I said, don't ever fucking do that again. Don't talk over my pranks. That's something Artie does. I got mad at him. I was sending one of the pranks in the last podcast. He kept talking over it. I hung up on him. I used to call him right now like he wants to be on a show. You ain't going to be on the show ever again, Artie. Asshole. Oh, man, come on, pick up, man. One last ring. Well, that went nowhere. We got more numbers here to call. We got more numbers to call. Lucy Fillmore sending in a number for Fogo to show. Fogo to chow. Well, it's good. Got a website there. Got a phone number. I gotta think what I'll do with that. I think Jack Master's gonna call in. Something about the beef. Something about the meat. You guys come up with the idea. Help me out. The first prank of the night is a lot of pressure. Usually not ready. Usually not too good. Nunu hasn't sent anything yet. He's too busy pushing people out of the prank chat room. Ken says beef is tainted. The cook was fucking it. No beer. Yeah, I got beer. I'm drinking my gin and tonic first, and then I'm gonna have my beer. Don't worry, it's over here. My beer's here, man. Enigma's asking about the beer. Alright, so Baz, that number didn't work. We'll keep moving on here. Royale with cheese. Send in a number for an iPhone trade ban guy. Thought this could be a good time, like Milkman with a French woman. This guy lives in New York. He wants a Verizon iPhone 4S. Looking for someone with an iPhone 4S who wants to trade phones to me. I have a Droid Bionic. Why would you want to trade a Droid Bionic for an iPhone 4S? That's pretty stupid. I think he is. If you're up for trade, I will throw in a new 6th generation iPod Nano and $40 cash. Alright, I'll confuse it with an iPad that he's throwing in. I'll speak Puerto Rican to him. He's in New York, so he probably is Puerto Rican too. iPhone 4S for a Droid Bionic. Here we go.
Droid is Verizonlink.com while your party is reached.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, guy? I understand you. I understand you have the iPhone. Do you want to trade for the iPhone?
I would like to trade for the iPhone 4S. Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. You have a Droid Bionic. I got here according to the computers. The computer says that you have iPhone. You want iPhone 4S, which I have. And you will trade phones with you. You have a Droid Bionic 4G, and you want iPhone, and you're up for trade. You will throw in 6th generation iPad and $40. Okay.
iPod.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
So you have an iPhone 4S for Verizon?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's unlocked. iPhone 4S Verizon, LTE iPhone. It's iPhone.
Alright, and,
I have, it says iPhone.
It's an iPhone 4S, the new one, right?
iPhone, it's a new iPhone, yeah, it's an iPhone.
Alright,
And then the iPad you have. Tell me about, how many gigs, how many gigs does it have?
It has 8 gigs.
8 gigs?
Yeah.
That's the small, and then how's the screen on the iPad? Is it the Wi-Fi iPad, or is it the LTE iPad, or 3G? Which one is it?
It's an iPod. It's not like the big tablet. It's just for music only.
Yeah, the iPad.
The iPod.
The Apple. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really small. It's like the size of a...
I know. It's amazing. I was on the TV computers that they show that the iPad's small. It's very small. You can carry it around.
Yeah, it has a clip on it. It has a very small touch screen, probably about an inch,
yeah,
an inch and a half big.
Touch screen iPad? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so what can you do with the iPad?
You can put music on it, and you
watch
can...
Watch movies? Like, can you watch the YouTube computers?
No, you can't watch YouTube or any of that.
What
it only
about
holds music?
Does it get the position of the satellite, the spice? Is it in the position of the spice?
The spies?
Spies.
I don't know. I actually.
How do you get the position on the iPad? The position on the for the satellite for spice.
I'm actually supposed to be.
Shut up.
Meeting somebody tomorrow about it. So,
well, how much they give you? How much? How about you meet them and you keep the you meet me and you keep the $40.
Actually, they said they just want the cash and they don't want the iPod. So I'm just going to be giving them the cash instead of the iPod.
Well, then you're dealing with a stolen iPhone. Then think about it. Who wants $40 for an iPhone? Who wants to sell a iPhone for us for $40?
No, they're not. I'm giving them my Bionic and $40 for their iPhone.
But do you keep the iPhone then, and you keep the Droid, and I just take the iPad?
All right, we'll talk about that.
And then I give you my iPhone.
All right, well, it's kind of late right now. Everybody's
Well, listen, do you go to McDonald's with me? We get hamburgers? And then you show me how to get the computers on it, right?
I'm sorry.
Show me
I
how
gotta
to,
go.
Show me how to get the computers, you stupid shit. You stupid. That was stupid. That was altogether stupid. Altogether a stupid weak call. But the first call of the night is usually weak. Let's try to call back.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Thank you. Hobzord saying he laughed. That's nasty. Liar.
Masterpiece, them. Hello. I am Nunu.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
That's Nunu's theme song. That's Nunu's ringtone when you call his phone. He gets that. That's what it sounds like. How much for sister, Nunu says. Nunu, why don't you tell me that idea during a prank, you know? See what I mean? Sleeping at the wheel. Sleeping at the wheel, Nunu. Sleeping at the wheel again. I'll tell you fuckers what. I've been making gin and tonics. And they got these new... I'm always a sugar-free ice, sugar-free drink fiend, right? Katie K knows. Me and him talk about sugar-free drinks all the time. I talk about sugar-free drinks on the show all the time. They got these new Mios, right? I'm sure you guys seen the commercials for them. They're these little bottles like this big, okay? And they're concentrated liquid inside, sugar-free. They come in maybe 10, 12, 15 different varieties. And you put like 2 or 3 squirts in your glass or your cup. And you fill it with water. And instead of having to make Crystal Light or Kool-Aid, where you got to mix it and mix it and all this shit, all you got to do is put a few squirts and it's all ready to go. Sugar-free drink and iced tea and different fruit flavors. That's great, man. So what I do is I make a gin and tonic and then I put a few squirts of whatever flavor I want. Right now I'm having a black cherry one, a black cherry gin and tonic. It's great, man. I'm telling you, it's great. I went to Amazon and I bought a package of 9 different varieties of Mios. And I got it free shipping in 2 days. 2 of them are Mio energy drinks. They actually put caffeine in them. You can make your own energy drink. I just recommend Mios. M-I-O's. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Nunu sends in a number. Found this on Twitter. Posted 38 minutes ago. Her number is blah, blah, blah. Yes, all of Twitter. That is my mom's cell phone number. Feel free to prank call her all night long. Nunu confirmed a middle-aged woman answered. Didn't sound like she had been pranked yet. Daughter must be called Lexi. All right. Well, here we go. So she says that's her mother. I mean, it could be somebody else, Nunu, you know? And again, you'd be sleeping at the wheel like normal, like usual. I'm giving you a hard time, man. I'm just having fun. Nunu's a good guy. I respect... Nunu's been with me since the beginning, man, since the first show. Since way back 2005. Back in the Brill Building. 7 years now we're going to be doing Madhouse. 7-year anniversary show. We got to do an anniversary show this year in 4 months, man. Fuck it. This July we're going to do I missed the anniversary show the last 2 years. You know, used to make a big deal about it and have a prank call, you know, best of the last year. We'll do that this time. 1 year we did the show live from a bar.
Please just leave me a message and I will...
Shut up.
Hello.
Hi, lady. My name is Fogo. I work with Fogo de Chao. And Lexi told me to give you a call. You know Lexi?
What was that again?
Lexi told me to give you a call about the Fogo de Chao. You know?
And who is this?
My name is Mr. Fogo. I'm with Fogo de Chao. I have a business in town. We have Brazilian-style meats. You ever been in the place where you sit down and they bring the meat to you? And they bring it to your table and you tell them if you want this or that, we cut it for you, put it on your plate? Have you ever had that kind of meat?
No.
Well, then that's why we're calling, because Lexi wanted us to send you to this place to have some meat. A different meat.
Okay, no,
we have a full...
We're not interested.
Well, we have a full pasta bar also, and then you get a free bottle of wine also for your table. And it's free.
No, thank you.
All you have to do is watch a video that I made where I masturbate inside the video and tell you about how good the meat is. I just start touching myself. I can't control it.
No, thank you.
Please, just watch my video then. Don't worry about the meat. Okay, Carlito. Right on. Welcome to the show. Vlad the Man saying sup. Sup.
Hi, please just leave me a message and I will give you a call back. Thank you. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, yes. I was supposed to speak to the lady about the meet and the movie event that's going on. They paid for her to come in and watch the meet and movie event.
The what?
Meet and the movie.
What is that?
Well, you come and we're at Fogo the show, and you come and the servers bring skewers of meat and 10 different varieties coming out of 3 different kitchens at the same time. And you tell us if you want some of this or some of that. We cut it and put it on your plates, all you can eat. And then there's a video that I made myself that you get to watch. It talks about Brazil. And then in the video, I appear naked. And then, you know, there's things that happen in the video. And we want her to rate the movie. She fits the demographic that we need her to.
Yeah, I don't think so. If you ever call her again, then we're going to...
Don't be an asshole. Listen, just because you're jealous... Okay.
Yeah, we'll send the number to the police department.
Are you
don't ever call the
police. Let me ask you this, and I'll leave you alone, I promise. Are you her husband?
I got my number.
Are you a husband?
How did you get the number?
Lexi gave it to us.
How?
On the computers. Well, what's the problem?
Hey, don't ever.
Huh?
Don't ever call us again.
I'm going to call you a few more times. I'm just letting you know now.
Okay, then this number is going to the police department.
I don't give you permission to do that. You can't do it unless I give you permission. You can't give my information out like that. Who do you think you are?
You call this number goes to the police department.
Well, this phone number was given out publicly, okay? You understand it's public domain now. And if you get a phone call from me on accident, then it's just your fault for doing it. It's not my fault. Don't get nasty with me. I'll put a lawsuit so fast on you, your head will spin. Is that what you want?
Please just leave me a message, and I will give you a call back. Thank you.
What do you mean, just leave me a message? Just leave me a message. Very presumptuous of her. I wasn't going to do anything else but leave a message. Please leave me a message and call again.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah?
Yes, Lexi told me to call.
Yeah.
What?
And how did she tell you that?
On the computers?
What computers?
The computer machines. Oh, she connected on the computer and set the call.
Yeah, your number is going to the department, too.
What number?
This one that you just called from.
What are you talking about? Listen, do you want me to give you the information? I'm trying to help him out. I'll try him again.
Hi, please just leave me a message and...
No, just let him be. Let him be. Let him be. Lexi's in big trouble. Why would Lexi do that? Lexi, I don't know what's your deal, Lexi. Big Lexi, you're in trouble, girl. Lexi went on Twitter, gave out her parents' phone number, apparently, or says they're her parents, and told everyone to prank call. All right. Anyway, moving right along, more prank requests here, new news in the house, Lonesome Loser joining us shortly. Send your prank requests over at MadhouseLive.com. Do that now. I wanted to mention here, folks, I did run across a brand new prank call. From Prank University, formerly known as PrankNet, I was contacted either by one of their staff or one of their super fan listeners. They said, hey, I heard one of your recent shows. You said PrankNet. They're not called PrankNet anymore. They're Prank University. They don't do violent calls anymore. They do, what do they do now? They just do regular prank calls. They don't do calls where they break windows and pull fire alarms anymore. So, you know, you should listen sometime. Get educated. Learn about the new prank university. It's different. I'm like, okay. Let me go check it out. So then I listened to the newest prank that Big Dex released. All right. The newest prank call that Big Dex released, and I was just curious. I'm not trying to say that I'm hating on these guys or nothing, but I'm going to play some. It's a 48-minute long call. It's on a YouTube channel, Prank University on YouTube. The thing is, it's fucking hilarious. I was talking to Brad about it, RBCP, and we both agree. I've laughed. My wife's listened to it, and we've been laughing about it all week. It's funny. They're not doing lots of damage in this prank call. They're not having the hotel guests break windows and all this shit, or creating millions of dollars of damage. But basically what happens, they call a 57-year-old woman who's menstruating. First of all, how a 57-year-old woman is still menstruating, I don't know, but that she apparently is. They call her and say, there's two rapists in the room next to you. They're in the hallway. You need to start yelling so they go away. So she starts going to the door, banging on the door, yelling and all this shit. Go away, rapist. You will not rape me. You will not enter my vagina. Funny, funny stuff. Okay, whatever. So security comes down and she starts yelling at the security. But then they convince her to pull down her pajamas and pee. She pees all over the door. Then she tries to poop, but she can't poop. They even told her to stick a finger up your ass to get the poop out, but she couldn't do it because she had already taken a shit before she went to sleep. This is at 2 o'clock in the morning, mind you, when this happened. Then after that, they tell her that the quote-unquote the rapist is allergic to vaginal secretions and she needs to masturbate in order to scare him away. And she needs to have an orgasm, so she starts faking an orgasm or having an orgasm. I don't know. At this point, 30 minutes goes by and she's a 57-year-old woman is sitting on the floor of her hotel room yelling and pounding at the door at security guards, yelling at the top of her lungs, masturbating while she's on her period. She's peed in the hotel room door, and the cops show up, and then the cops break into the room, and they talk to her for like, we get about 15 minutes worth of audio of the cops asking her, what the fuck is your problem? Why are you doing this? Why wouldn't you open the door with us? Someone's attacking you. Let me play a little bit of it. I'm just curious to see if you guys think this is wrong or not. I mean, it's funny. Yeah, it is funny. But has PrankNet, a.k.a. Prank University, have they really turned a new leaf? Or are they just as controversial as they were before? Let's play a little bit of this.
Madam?
Huh?
He's allergic to tacos. I want you to yell, please shove your taco into me as you're having an argument.
Shove your taco into me! Shove your taco into me! There's a police in the door.
No! It's the rapist, ma'am. Keep going, ma'am. Keep going.
I'm having this fun.
You need to come right now.
I'm coming! Oh my God! Yes, I'm coming! I am coming now! Oh my God!
Come as hard as you can.
I can't. Oh, my God, I'm coming. I'm coming to hell. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, this is so sweet. I love it so much.
Don't stop.
I'm coming. Oh, my God. This is it. This is, oh, my God, this is my... I'm coming again. Oh, my God. I'm coming again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't stop coming, ma'am.
Oh, I'm coming again. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm coming. Oh, my God. How much food? I can't stop. That's stupid. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I my, oh my, oh God. Oh God, almighty. God, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sick. So sick in me. Oh my God. Oh, my tongue is so wet. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, you won't. I'm having my sights on up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, do that. No. No, you won't. Help. Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
Open up. Open up. It's the police.
Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
I guess so.
Who are you talking on the phone with?
I don't know who is. She was.
Oh, let us in.
All right, come to.
No, don't please.
And push me. Are you hurt?
Let me see. No, I'm not.
Open the door.
What's going on here?
The one was calling me and telling to do all this mess.
Why are you being so loud?
Hey.
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, I know, but somebody called me and had been giving me instructions about, you know, that there's a racist here. And there's in the wall, and I saw him. How do I know you're cops?
Well, I have a badge.
That's awesome. I have a badge.
They didn't tell you the front door?
No, we got a call here because you're disturbing everyone screaming. We thought that you were in here getting attacked.
No! It was a one on the front.
Is anybody in here? What's in here? Bathroom?
Bathroom.
Are you here with anyone?
No, of course not.
Anyway, it continues on from there. The conversation with the cops is kind of funny, too. It's hard to believe it's real. Like, at certain points, some of this has to be fake. Excuse me. But it's just because that lady is so outrageously fucking stupid. It's not fake, I can assure you. In my estimate, I'm pretty good at spotting fake pranks and stuff like that. It's not. She's just a crazy fucking woman. If you keep listening, like, then her family was staying in the hotel, too. They go get the family, and the family's like, she's never done anything like this before. The cop's like, are you bleeding? And she's like, yes, I'm bleeding because I have my menstruation. God damn it. So, it's like, me and some other people who have listened to this week, are just tossing, like, you know, is it bad? It's funny. Yeah, it's funny. I've said this about PrankNet, Prank University before. It's funny stuff. But obviously, you know, the damaging prank calls isn't helping out the prank call scene. It's just putting a negative light, and it's just going to get the fucking FBI to crack down on all prank call internet sites. And I know they've come out with new rules saying we don't do this, we don't do that. But if you think about it, it's hard to feel bad for the lady. I want to say it's wrong that they made some crazy fucking lady masturbate and pee on a hotel. But then again, she's not retarded. She admits it herself. She's on a medication. She doesn't have any trouble. She's not schizophrenic. Her family says she's not. She's just dumb. It's borderline, but I think it gets a pass because, I mean, it's different. If they were prank calling like someone who was mentally retarded, you know, if there was a hotel room with a mentally retarded person, they called and said, go jerk off in the hallway, then that's wrong. The person's mentally retarded, but this is just a dumb, gullible person who fell for it. I don't know. I just thought I'd share the prank call I've been listening to this week, 48 minutes worth of that. Cliff says, funny as shit, but so is a streaker running naked through an elementary school bus. True. Still think you should be arrested for being a pervert, though. We've done some not-so-nice stuff here, but nothing too... I mean, we've never had any... I think the most damage we've ever done here in the show, what is it? Well, we had Charlie Patton drop his cordless phone in a tub full of water. And that means nothing. The cordless phone started working, and we called him the next week, and the cordless phone was working again. We just had to dry off. New news, we're going to find a mentally retarded convention. Awesome. New news says that was Milkman's wife or Milkman's girlfriend last week. Yeah, that was live audio from Milkman last week while we were doing the show. That's what it sounded like. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, moving right along with more prank calls here. Lonesome Loser showing up. That's good, Lonesome. Nice to see you. If anybody wants to join in the Skype chat, now's the time. You can do that. Join me, why don't you, madhouse.radio on Skype. Usually by now, a bunch of people have tried to call in. I don't know what's going on this week where you guys don't want to join. Fine. All right. Fine. You guys don't care anymore. Gotcha. Whoa. Heard, understood, and acknowledged. Dustin has sent in a number for a tow truck company, and there is no school in this town, unlike Auburndale. Okay. Dirty Aaron, how you doing, man?
How's it going? Number one ass kisser on the phone.
Yes, awesome. The Madhouse Yes Man. Welcome.
Yes, man.
Is it a yes sir or yes man? I don't know. All right. Dirty Aaron's gone.
Hello.
I'm still there. Muted.
Yes, hello. Is this tow truck?
What's that?
Is this tow truck machine?
This is Drexler Service.
Yeah, is it a tow truck machine that you have there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How much do you charge to come out here in Auburndale?
Do what?
Well,
or pull out or?
Well, I just want to see the truck. Is it, what kind of truck is it that you have? What model?
I've got three different trucks.
Okay, which ones do you? What's the newest one you have?
The 2010 Peterbilt.
Oh, nice! I like Peterbilts. My dad used to drive a Peterbilt. Can you just come by and maybe just we could drive, just drive around the block a little bit and honk your horn, honk the horn a little bit. It's real easy work. I'll pay you for your time.
You're just needing somebody to drive around, not to.
Well, no, I mean, I'll pay you for your time. You just charge you whatever rates you want, but then we, you know, we can drive to like the McDonald's and go through the drive-thru and the wrecker. Will it fit through a drive-thru, you think?
No.
It won't fit through like a drive-thru or anything like that? Hello?
No, it won't fit through a drive-thru.
What about the bank, like the bank thing? You know, a bank drive-thru?
No, nope.
Well, will it fit through anything? I mean, what can we do?
That won't fit through anything. It's too big.
It's too big. Can we? Maybe we can go by a park. I just want to honk the horn at people a little bit. I'll pay for your time. I'll pay you money, cash, and everything. Hello.
You there?
Yeah. Well.
Well, it's interesting. If we're not after toll.
What do you mean? 650 what?
What's that?
What did you say?
Are you actually in need of toll or?
No, I just want to see the record and then we can drive around a little bit. Drive around the area and honk the horn at people and things. But you can pay me, like, I'll pay you for the time and everything, you know? Can you please speak a little faster or respond quicker? Not take so long with your answers. Hello? Hello? Man, I don't have time for that, Dirty Aaron, you know? Belushi's here. John Belushi, how you doing?
Yeah, the audio is not coming back on the Skype chat or on the Skype. All I hear is you talking.
All you hear is me talking.
Yes.
That's weird. Belushi, are you here? All right, hanging up on Belushi.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Oh, too late.
Oh, too late.
Too late. Oh.
I'm here.
Oh. I just got dip. Ken, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, big Ken, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how's it going?
Good, thanks, man. Thanks for asking. We're calling Belushi back.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, Belushi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks, man. We're going to do another prank call here.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, thanks, man. Really nice of you.
That what, last one was pretty funny.
That's all right. I wish he'd be just sitting there. He's not saying nothing much. MPSA Cobra sent in a number for an Olive Garden. The food here is shit. Also, they are racists. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Love Olive Garden. Do they have Olive Garden on the East Coast?
Oh, are you kidding? All over the place, man.
Every other block?
Just about.
They've it's got the McDonald's Italian food.
Oh God, I can't stand it. It tastes like shit.
You could I'm sure the one that MPSA Cobra submitted is so small you could reach over and eat off the next person's plate.
Are they small? I don't know. Are they that known for being small? Oh, the ones I've been to are pretty big.
Well, some of them are small, but. That town, I'm sure the one that he submitted is small. It's just a small. They fit it in like in a strip mall, basically, like right next door.
Where's it located?
Burlington, Washington.
Burlington, yeah. I don't know of it. I don't know much of Burlington, so I couldn't tell you. Probably is small. I'm having trouble connecting numbers in Skype. If I hit answer or add to conference, nothing happens. So I'm gonna have to kill this call. I'm gonna have to try. About to regroup. All right. So Belushi, Ken, and Dirty Aaron, call back in. Thanks. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, talk.
What's she doing?
Just here, showing. I don't know.
Hey, do they hear a milkman's prostitute wailing and screaming there about 10 minutes earlier on the show?
That was her. You think that was her? No, that was a different. That was a legit prank call. It's the milkman's got a girl. Everyone's giving him a hard time, man.
I only caught like the first 10 minutes of last week, so I don't know what happened after that. But I just heard that beginning of the show. It was like,
You just walked into that. Look, I gotta restart Skype. Skype's being a stupid. I'll be right back, alright?
Okay.
You call me back. Okay. Alright, we'll have to restart Skype. It's acting stupid. It's being a stupid. I'm gonna go into Task Manager and kill it. Shit. Gotta love Skype. But what else you got? You know what I mean? I don't know. There's another program out there some people have been talking about. I'm trying to remember what it is. I think UK Ted uses it or talks about it sometimes. Skype competitor. I've heard it's kind of decent. It might be free, even. A little worried now that Microsoft owns Skype. Not that I'm hating on Microsoft, they just have a tendency sometimes with some projects that are good after they acquire them to just ignore them and let them wallow until they become shit. Google is just as guilty. Been here regrouping. Let me play a prank call, I guess. I mean, what else can I do here? Oh, no, here we go. Belushi's calling. Big Belushi.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, good. We'll see if Skype pulls up now. And let me grab this Olive Garden here. Let's see. All right, now everyone wants to call in all of
them. See this stuff at Skype? Start putting ads.
That what?
Like,
what?
You know, like, there's an extra spot. and it shows an ad sometimes in Skype calls.
Are they doing that already? Really? No shit.
Yeah, it, like a little place where a person would go, it's an ad. It's really annoying.
Oh, see, they had mentioned that. They were talking about, I had heard they were gonna put audio ads in Skype calls.
I think it only pops up in like one-on-one calls.
Yeah, I heard something about where like, Skype to Skype they were gonna start inserting ads, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I don't see it on mine. Better not upgrade then. Okay, here we go. Print call. Stand by.
Hey, Drexler has an actual tool meter there.
Well, Journal, thank you for calling the Burlington Olive Garden. This is Michael. How can I help you this evening?
Michael, I am in need of some apologies here. I'm not very happy about the way I was treated. First of all, you people say you're offending Italian, and you don't know the first thing about being Italian. And Italian people all sit together at the table. You sit together, you break bread, you break salads, you eat together, you have your family there. Everyone was respectful. Everyone prays before the meal starts. Next thing I know, I'm trying to lead the whole restaurant to prayer, and these people started telling me to shut up. I don't appreciate that. I'm an American, all right? I'm a veteran of the War on Terror. I fought in Afghanistan. I'm an American hero. My name is Dustin. And if I want to leave the entire restaurant in prayer, goddammit, I have a right to do it. Because I'm an American hero. I fought for a war, and I'm the most superior person inside that restaurant, if you ask me, unless someone else there was in the war. Were you in the army? Hey.
Yes.
You were in the army?
No, Navy SEAL.
You were a Navy SEAL?
Mm-hmm.
When? What was your theory of operations?
I'm right out in the middle of the restaurant right now. Can I put you on hold for a sec and go talk to you in the office?
Hurry up.
One sec.
The gold won't bring you. Charlie Sheen was a Navy SEAL in a movie.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Really, man, using my name?
I'm sorry, Dust. I won't use your name. My name's Mike Tucker. I'm sorry. Forgot.
Fuck you, Mike Tucker.
What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
It's hilarious they're playing Sinatra for hold music.
It is an Italian restaurant. Just saying.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, first of all, now what happened? I'm a brand new manager. I just got to the Burlington Olive Garden. You had an experience with us today where somebody...
experience yesterday. I told everybody, I want you to put your forks down. I want everyone to stand up, and I'm going to lead you all in prayer. And then some guy said, hey, shut up, asshole. He said that. He said asshole like that.
Was that must have been a guest in our restaurant.
Uh-huh.
That's not something that we would practice. I mean, we're proud of our country. That's why we put a flag in our lobby. We love our country, and Olive Garden is very supportive of the American flag. And, I mean, whenever we have military come into our restaurant, I mean, I think it's an honor. I go over and talk to any men or women in uniform that ever come into Olive Garden, and we are proud. I can't, explain the behavior of a guest that's in our restaurant that isn't that proud as we are as a company, but we are definitely a restaurant that stands by our country and appreciate and love all the work that the military do around the world for us to protect our freedom.
Well, listen, then I said, hey, listen, I was an American veteran in the war. And then the guy said, oh, yeah, what did you do, clean the toilet and you shit in the toilet? Did you shit in the toilet and clean the toilet then? And then everyone started laughing, and then there were these girls that were working there, and they were laughing. They're going, hee, 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 like that. And then
when did this happen yesterday? Because I worked yesterday, and I didn't see any of this going on last night. Was this during the daytime?
Yeah, and then later on when the guy was leaving, then he took you have a flag in your lobby. I don't know if you knew about that. And then he took it and he blew his nose on it. He said he was going to blow his nose, and I think he did. And he said, how you like them apples, like that, he said.
No, if we would have saw that going on.
You didn't see it.
I know that Jeff was managing yesterday.
I know. Jeff wouldn't talk to me about it. I sat in the parking lot waiting for Jeff to come outside. I was so upset.
That wasn't good to disrespect you at all. I mean, I'm proud of my country, and I'm proud of every branch of the service: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard that takes care of our country.
Coast Guard's part of the department.
No, I appreciate it. I'm sorry that you had to go through that yesterday.
The Coast Guard's part of the Department of Homeland Security.
The Coast Guard as well, absolutely, absolutely.
But now listen, but that flag needs to be disposed of properly. That flag needs to be disposed of properly because it's been defaced. I know you said you were a Navy SEAL, so I know you know what the military code is and the flag code. So we need to dispose of that flag together. And it's just me and you. I'm the Army. I was in the Army branch, and you were a Navy SEAL. So between me and you together, I think we need to hold a small ceremony there in front of all the restaurant staff, and then we need to dispose of it right there.
Yeah, I just got here. I've been managing down south, and I definitely, before I do anything, my general manager, and she definitely needs to be involved in any decision that I make. I definitely don't want to lose my job.
Well, that flag needs to be disposed of as soon as possible, and I'm willing to come today and take care of it. I have my own flag, and I'll gladly give it to you, and you can display it, my flag proudly there and everything. And if you want later on to put a note or a flag, a post that said this flag was donated and put my name on it, you don't even have to do that. But the flag you have there needs to be disposed of tonight.
Well, I can't do it tonight. Jennifer's not here, and I've got a family of 6 children to support. And if I lose my job welfare...
You can have my flag, but please don't do this. It makes me sad. The flag is there, and it's been touched. And I had that man put his nose on it and everything. We need to go outside and bury that flag.
My general manager Jennifer's in tomorrow. There's nothing that I can personally do about it. If that's a flag that was given to us by maybe somebody special for the Olive Garden that did serve in the forces, and I did anything with it, and without, you know,
I'm giving you my flag. That was supposed to be for my coffin. I'm going to give it to you. Put my flag up there. But please don't do this to me. You know what I'm going to do? If you don't do this, I'm going to call Bob Morton and the News Solvers tonight. I have certain friends at that TV station. I'm going to call Bob Morton and the News Solvers. And you don't want him to show up tomorrow with a TV crew there to talk about how Olive Garden is un-American. What was your name?
That's definitely not true. Every one of our restaurants has an American flag, and just because another man comes into our restaurant that is not even friends with the Olive Garden that does something like that that we don't support, that has nothing to do with our restaurant, the way that we believe.
He said he loves Olive Garden. He said this is Olive Garden, and he went like he put his nose on.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just one man's opinion. I mean, you can't if you take what other people say and do your whole life, and I mean, people have opinions. Some people are just not patriotic enough, and some people, I mean, you just can't let what other people do and say affect how you feel and how you are. That's just not the way to go about it in life. I mean, one person can never spoil the whole barrel of apples. One apple, one bad apple, it doesn't work that way, because there's, you know what, there's thousands of other apples in that barrel that are sweet and juicy and that taste great, and you know, if I'm sure that Jeff has seen this person. It's probably not going to ever let him back in our restaurant again for doing that and displaying like that. I just haven't heard about it. But, you know, there's, like I said, I wasn't here. I just, as much as I'd love to get involved in this situation, my family, my 6 kids, my baby that's 3 months old means everything in the world to me, and I can't do anything at this point in time of something that I don't know, an event that happened here, and risk losing my job over it.
But that's not fair, because I'm giving you a flag, but what you're doing is unpatriotic, and now you know what's going on.
Now I'm being accused of being unpatriotic. I'm sorry, but I need to hang up.
You're paper trading it.
Oh my god.
That guy's no joke. You should get him to pray with you for his 3-month old.
That guy is awesome.
Proud to be an American!
I was going to sing that. Actually, it was about to sing.
Buongiorno. Thank you for calling Burlington.
Listen, you're an American. You're an American. You're an American. Are you the one that was laughing at me when the man put his nose on the flag? Huh?
No.
Who was it?
I don't know.
This man was down there, and he put the flag on his nose, and he blew his nose on the American flag.
I don't know.
Who did it?
I don't know.
What's the manager? Where's the manager?
The manager is Mike.
Put Big Mike on the phone, please. Hurry up.
Okay.
Fucking Mike.
Un-American.
Where's Smoke Man?
Time sex.
Okay.
He's dead again.
Quite possibly.
Any new music for Holden?
He's in the office, so he's not coming out.
Probably dealing with another person who touched his nose on the flag.
Lonesome Losers.
Kind of groovy.
Let's go through the numbers Lonesome Losers sent them. We got Wild Bill's Cheesesteaks Grill, where Jessica answered, Stanley Plumbing, Vincenzo's Pizza.
Hey, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. Pine Woody's Pizza and Grill. Red Slothman has sent in the same request of pranks that he always does.
European cell phone numbers.
Yep. Big.
Please send us the most expensive ones, too. If you don't mind.
Taking too long.
Yep.
Giving up on
her. She was stalling you. She knew you were going to hang up on her.
Big Cliff sent in a number here also, selling a travel trailer on Craigslist for $5,700. Says it sleeps 8. Says you must call before 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call and tell him that serious sellers must be willing to take calls at all hours. I like the cut of your jib, Cliff. Offer him a sales tactics lesson. I say you have a company that helps naive motherfuckers like him sell their shit properly on Craigslist. That's good. I like that, Cliff. You got the juice, man. Let's try that. You got the juice.
Tell me you didn't see the other two zeros and thought it was $57.
The force is strong with that one.
Tell you what. I heard there's I don't know if you guys know about the movie Juice, but there's a remake of the movie Juice coming out, I hear. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. Tupac was in it.
Yeah, Tupac was in it.
Yeah,
they're battling DJs. They like go in a club and they battle with records spinning. Yeah,
and then Tupac went like satanic and crazy, and he shot the Puerto Rican guy during a robbery. And then he started shooting all his friends for some weird fucking reason. He just started killing it. Tupac started killing everybody. He killed the fat black kid. He killed Omar Epps. Killed everybody.
Huh? I guess they deserved it.
Tupac deserved it. Someone should have shot him.
Yeah, finally. Hey, wait a minute.
Finally got him. Finally got that boy. Oh, that's horrible. Come on. I'm a big Tupac fan, actually. Not big, but I'm a Tupac fan.
AT&T U.S. Operations and Support. Sorry I missed your call, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I will get back to you as soon as possible.
AT&T U.S.
Sounds a little country.
What a piece of shit.
Rock and roll. Dang. Chris Echo.
Hey, you've reached Danny Hicks, AT&T U.S. Operations and Support.
What kind of last name is Hicks? All right, you got Red Slothman.
Phil?
There you go. Red Slothman sent in a number. I'm going to try that. If this is a cell phone, I'm going to be really pissed off, Red Slothman. I'm telling you, I asked you, don't send any more UK cell phone numbers, man. They're too fucking expensive.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Slothman!
God damn you, Red Slothman.
God damn you, goddamn cell phone. No answer there.
Does it cost money if they don't answer it?
No. Just if it connects. When it connects, it says how much it's costing.
So it's kind of a mellow show without UK Ted around raising some hell.
Yeah, you know. What can I say? UK Ted. He's not calling in, so I can't. I don't know. He's working, I guess. He wasn't working last week.
He's fucking stapling something somewhere.
Somewhere. Making
the Xbox.
He's a weird guy, that guy. Like I complimented him on his documentary. He's like, yeah, it's all bullshit. Like, okay, yeah, okay, but
documentaries. What do you mean?
He made a documentary about communist cosmonauts, and he says it's bullshit.
And he made it. It was bullshit.
Hello, V-Cars.
Hi, V-Cars. How are you? Do you have cars there that pick up people?
To get from?
Well, I'm in Somerset. And then my plan was, I wanted to make sure this is okay. This, my friend Jim Stewart asked me to give you guys a call.
Yeah, unfortunately, I ain't gonna be able to get anybody out of Somerset.
Well, what area are you based out of?
Well, we're based in Bristol.
Well, can you pick me up in Bristol and take me to Somerset? That's what I'm talking about.
But you asked me to pick you up from Somerset.
I need transportation to Somerset. You asked
you
me.
You need to go. Yeah, I mean, we could do that. When would you like it for?
Well, tonight, preferably within the next 30 minutes. But listen, what my plan
whereabouts in Bristol are you?
I need to pee. Is the thing. So then, what will happen is the driver will take me from Bristol to Somerset. I will pee. And then he will bring me back. Oh man, that was stupid. Anyone want to talk to the taxi guy? I don't know. I don't know Bristol from Somerset. I don't know. All I know is that they're all British and they're a bunch of traitors. That's what I know.
I think I might have
That's
just
all you need to
Will
know.
Smith's one.
Someone want this? What?
What's this?
Hello, V-Cars.
Listen, that man hung up the phone on me, and I want transportation.
You wanted what, sorry?
I want to be picked up in Bristol, and I'm going to be taken to Somerset.
Right, okay. Whereabouts in Bristol are you?
On Horse Street.
Horse Street.
Yes, and then I'm going to pee in the back of the seat. I'm going to pee on the driver. I want to pee on the tires. I want to pee all over the driver. I want to pee on the gas pedal. I want to pee on the hood of the car. I want to pee in the trunk of the car.
I want to piss on you. Trip, trip, trip.
That's Jim Stewart's prank call. He says they're going to pee. He's naming everything in the car.
Well, you do have that.
Yeah, please let me pee on the car and the people in the car.
You do realize I mean being drunk because if we're there being getting pissed means getting drunk.
Yeah. Call her back.
So you get to come back and say,
call her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just tell her you're being proper. Tell her I'm sorry. I want to urinate on you.
Yeah. And then we get drunk and we urinate. Make it clear.
I have a better idea. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I don't want to pee. I want to make my water on you, on the driver.
Yeah, we charge for that.
How much? Did you fart on the phone, you dirty bitch? You heard her? She queefed on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me do this one.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I take a big dump in the back of your taxis?
Yeah, you could. It costs you £75.
£75? Does that include urinating?
Yeah, if you would like to make any human waste in the car, then it will cost you £75.
Oh, okay. Is that check? Cash or credit?
That would be cash, yeah.
Credit?
Yeah, if you pay £75 cash, you can make any mess you like in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, how much would it be for you also?
You now.
What?
Should have asked her if you could bring a friend who wants to piss everywhere and you could split that 75 pounds.
Yeah. Melissa, you got a lot of echo. Do you have headphones on or you just got the computer speakers on?
No way. We're customer service. Like, if I would have kept every number, I would have been able to give you the White House number.
That reminds me. I saw David Cameron was in the United States and what was it? He was on Air Force One and Obama offered him to use his bed on Air Force One and he tucked him in the bed. He tucked him in?
What?
That's the news story. David Cameron came out and said, yeah, I was on Air Force One visiting Obama and they were flying me back and it was 4:00 UK time. And the President Obama said, David, you look tired. Why don't you use my bed? And he took me to his bedroom, and he tucked me in, and I slept. And I'm like, that's really gay.
Who's this who?
David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, said that President Obama tucked him in the bed on his personal bed on Air Force One.
And it smelled like gay. Obama.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. You don't do those things.
Was he a fellow Freemason member, too? They do that to each other.
We're gonna get details that he read with each other. Time story too.
They keep take care of each other.
I don't know. Obama isn't a Freemason, but he's approved by the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
Well, he wouldn't be president if he wasn't.
No, you don't have to be. They just have to approve you. They just have to give you their blessing. Come on.
They decided he was going to be.
And it's the Bilderbergs anyway that are the real problem, not the Freemasons.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. No,
just saying.
And that look.
I still want to work on my real-time strategy game, which is like the Bilderbergs versus the Freemasons versus the Shriners versus the Illuminati.
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, all of those. you can pick a faction and, you know, it's like Command and Conquer.
Cancel foreign relations.
There you go. Foreign relations. It's like a big game of Risk. All right. Well, here we are. This is Madhouse Radio. We're here. Belushi, I'm talking to you. You got a lot of echo over there, man. You're going to get dropped from the conference. You got to get headphones. What's wrong? You don't have headphones there?
Mute, damn it.
You got headphones there? He's on mute, but when he comes on, it's got a echo. And how do you not have...
I'm fixing it right now.
How do you not have headphones in this time of the year, man? You know, when you buy an iPod, you get a free pair of headphones with it?
Yeah, man. They give it to you free.
Yeah, man.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm drunk. I'm just saying.
Well, I need to get drunk. I think that's...
Yeah, I'll just go make yourself a mint julep. Okay. All right, anyway. So, we got a lot of requested pranks, but even more, we got a lot of lonesome loser pranks here to do.
Lonesome loser.
All right, let's get to those numbers here. Wild Bill's Cheesesteak and Grill. What's it? Let's call Milkman. Let's see what Milkman's up to.
He's busy.
Oh, fuck
stupid
yeah.
Lady friend.
Seriously, what does a Milkman blowjob sound like? I want to hear. If you ask him, he won't give you straight answers. Like, oh, man, mother, you know, it's like...
Luga, bluga, blah,
blah. Yeah, that's what he'll say. You know, I'm 85 years old, so we sound like a Rascal Scooter.
Please enjoy the following
sounds
music.
Sounds like you're revving up a Rascal Scooter.
Nunu sent you
a
new story.
He did. No, he didn't. Don't lie, Nunu. Oh, here we go. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Are you busy still?
Did you get the message?
What message?
You didn't get my message?
Are you stuck in the trunk again?
No, I left you a message. Did you get it?
No, why?
Message.
Well, we're messaging with you just because you need to hear something.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Should I hang up and play the message then?
Maybe. It should be a good message.
All right. Well, I'll hang up then. Talk to you later, Mr. Secrets.
Bye. You mysterious bastard.
Do you have to go, Milkman, or can you stay?
I'm going to go pick up my customers.
All right. Well.
So just hang on because I got to go pick him up. All right. I'm going to hold for a minute.
All right.
I'll Apache and just leave me on.
Okay. Bye. Well, let's listen to this milkman message.
That is one mysterious very good. Right there.
Play the message where you're at it anyway.
I'm working on it.
Very
good. On your cell phone.
Okay.
One. New voice message. New message. This is Maria Piscova. This is, girlfriend. Okay, when she tells you that she's busy with me, she means that she's busy with me. You understand? Therefore, please don't interrupt and don't bother us.
Well, Milkman, that's very rude, you know, to have her say that, not to bother you anymore. Is that how it is now? You get it? You get a little bit of pussy, and then that's how it is now?
And pussy you see how it is? Life, man. It's, that's just
that was business, man.
That French bitch gives you a little bit of fanny, and then that's the way, look what you do to us. Oh, don't call me. Don't you have her saying, don't bother me anymore. That's how you really feel. No, that's okay.
Business.
No, that's all right. No, it's okay.
Business.
You know, everybody here, we got breaking news here, everybody. I got breaking news for everybody. Breaking news. The new full-time co-host of Madhouse Radio, Tucker Mike. There you go. Yeah, you see how easy that was, Milkman? You're expendable. You don't like
Thank
that?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
He's good fake guy.
Do the dirty deed, right?
Milkman has been demoted to UK Ted sidekick.
Milkman yes. doesn't even
no,
care.
No. I'm lower than that. I'm like below Noonan. That's pretty darn low.
Milkman doesn't care. It's like, I'm getting laid. I don't give a shit anymore. Fuck you.
Well, you
fuck
do
you, Hermano.
I'll
like,
argue with you.
Fuck a madhouse.
I'll argue with you, brother.
I know you're just kidding, Milkman. I'm kidding, too. I never replaced your Tucker.
Oh, Mike. Man, you know I love you, man.
Yeah, okay, enough.
You know you're my best brother in the whole bag.
I don't need to hear your post-orgasmic friendship talk, okay? I don't need it. You're in a good mood because you just came. That's why.
He's come drunk again.
Yeah, he's come drunk again.
That is a good reason.
You got sperm on the head. Look, we're calling Wild Bill's Cheesesteak and Grills. Look, man, mute yourself there if you got a customer, okay? Try to set a good example.
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta
thanks.
Do a pickup right now, and then
yeah, pick
then
up.
I can come back.
Then you're gonna go back.
This guy's
and, yeah.
waiting on me. I thought you was actually him calling because he like calls over and over and over.
Okay. All right. Now, Milkman's complaining. Now he doesn't want a job.
I appreciate the business. Call once.
He complains when he doesn't have customers. He complains when he does.
Does he know the Thursday's Madhouse?
I know, right?
He's a cab driver. He can work whenever.
Wild Bill's full sum. This is Alex.
Hi, Wild Bill's. Do you have cheesesteaks there?
Yeah, we do.
Good. You put peppers in them?
Yes, we do.
I want to make an order for cheesesteak.
All right. Hold on. Just one second.
Shit! What do I do? I don't know what.
Was she breathing hard? Ask about the French fries.
All right, good.
French fries.
All right, what can I get for you?
The French fries you have there, are they curlies or straights?
We have twister fries, and then we have steak fries.
Steak fries?
Yeah, they're like thicker fries.
Yeah? They're what?
They're like thicker fries. They're not like the thin fries. They're more thick.
They're more thick?
Yeah, and what? Then we have onion rings, too, and sweet potato fries and garlic fries.
Yeah, you sound cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's your phone number? I'm going to give you my phone number, okay?
Okay.
You write it down. Do you need my phone number for the order?
Yeah, I actually do.
It's 916.
Okay.
248.
Okay.
1110.
Okay.
And then
so
my,
you, what kind of fries did you want?
My address is 2209 South Douglas.
I don't really need that.
No, because you come over, you know.
No, I'm okay.
Here.
What kind of fries did you want?
I want. What do you like? You like the other curlies, or you like the big, thick ones?
I like the twister fries. They're pretty good.
You like the long, twisty one? Twisty
yeah.
kind?
Yeah.
Mine, you know, mine, it points kind of up.
You know? Okay.
You know, do you like, is that okay, or?
No.
Oh, you know that, with that, then I can hit, you know the G-spot? Don't hang up, please. Please don't hang up.
All right, are you going to order anything?
Don't hang up, please. Okay, look,
I'm not going to hang up. Like, can I get you, though?
I went there before and I saw you and I really liked you, okay?
Okay.
So then I just want to, you know, you look like you smell really good. What do you wear, perfume you wear?
Are you going to order anything? Because I kind of need to.
Yeah, well, can you just tell me what perfume you wear?
I don't wear perfume.
What, do you wear anything?
No.
What shampoo do you use?
I don't use shampoo.
What soap do you use?
I don't use soap either. I just don't shower.
That's dirty. I like that. That's kind of cool.
Okay, what can I get you?
So you smell like dirty cunt?
What can I get you?
Yeah, dirty cunt smell. I like that. That's nice. That's French style. Dirty cunt smell. Hello? Did I lose you?
Are you going to order anything?
Yes. Okay, you ready for my order?
Yep.
5 cheesesteaks.
Okay.
1 woman.
5 cheesesteaks, that's it?
And 1 woman.
Nope, just 5 cheesesteaks.
Come
on, please.
You
want just some regular cheesesteaks?
Please, look, my wife's out of town, all right? And if she doesn't talk to me, she doesn't even sleep in the same bed with me anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well, then help me out, please. I need to help me out. You need to help me out. Did you know that if a man doesn't have sex for a while, that he could get sick and die?
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in the doctor's book. All right, come on, please.
Do you want me to write down the 5 cheesesteaks? Is that what you want?
1 woman, please.
No.
Is there a man there I can speak to?
Yes, there is. Do you want to talk to him?
I'll swing that way. Yeah, go ahead.
What up, Bill?
Listen, that girl's hot, right?
What'd you say, Alex? Is hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's fucking sexy, man.
Yeah, well, would you, like, kiss her all over her body and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Come on, man.
I'll tell you, fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
What the fuck? What did I walk into now?
I don't know.
Say that and hang up?
I don't know. Someone
on. Got on with you. He was like,
what up, dog? He's like, yeah, Teddy fucked the shit out of him.
What?
The call just drops. Black guys like doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. I've done that before. It's all right. A lot of pressure, you know? It's cool, though.
Or the Hooters number?
A Hooters number. You know, they're usually, the only luck I've had with Hooters is, like, when I call, because they're always really flirtatious there, so I call back and act like, hey, remember me? We talked. You know, I act like,
hey. Last chick really thought she had you.
Ongoing relationship, long term.
Although there was an episode of South Park where there was a Hooters version, that the kids, Stan fell in love with a Hooters girl or something like that. The girl's like, hi. Like, oh my God. Hey, Hooters, they play that game. The girl, when they take the order, she sits at the table with you. You know, she sits next to you and takes the order. It's just a fucking tease.
Leans forward so you can look down her shit.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
There you go.
I've only been once, and I got so pissed off because she kept coming by. I'm like, look, lady, first of all, I'm trying to watch the Magic game, and you keep coming and talking about your stupid
shit. Basketball is more important.
Second of all...
I knew one of these girls wanted
second
to
of all,
work
you
here at Hooters, Mono, and one of the classic techniques, all you guys out there, these Hooter girls come and sit down at your table.
Yeah.
They don't just stand there. They come and sit down. That's because they want to get a good tip. They want to get your full attention on their body while you're ordering.
Yeah.
To get a good tip.
Well, Athena...
Not necessarily because they're interested.
They just want a good tip, yeah. Athena told me that. Athena, she used to be a server, and she said that they taught her that. And then the guys also, they've done the studies, and then guys, you know, a guy server, if he gets to the table and he kneels, not kneels down, but it's like squats down, you know, where it gets down to the table level, that's
then
their
trick.
Then
you might find out, if the Gator may come on, you might find out you might be trying to reach under the table.
No, he just said to get the girls interested in them, if it's a guy like that. But no, anyway, so first of all, you keep interrupting my basketball game. Second of all, I'm eating wings, and I'm really self-conscious about eating wings, and you keep coming down to sit down, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm not going to give you a tip.
Let me use your Hooters t-shirt there where the O's are to wipe this.
Well, it's just annoying. I never been back to, and the wings weren't that good anyway. And for you know, and then like I was like, you know, I'm trying to eat here. I don't want to sit there and talk. I gotta stop eating.
You might
eating
as well just
talk.
Went watch the game at home.
That's what I was like. Next time, I'm just gonna go stay at home. I'm gonna, you know, I don't know. There you go. I don't know.
See, if you're a good customer, she may have gave you a tip.
Whatever. I don't. I've a lot of people say those wings aren't that good. I agree. Laugh Track Matt says that the only way you can eat those wings, the best way, they charge you extra, but you have to have them double fried. He says that's the one way they're really good.
I don't know. A place with the best wings I dig is Buffalo Wild Wings. They got some good stuff.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't mind.
Buffalo Wild Wings is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't mind them. And they announced that they're coming to my town here for the first time. And down in Orlando, there's like five of them. And
well, it's like a sports bar, and they leave you the fuck alone to play games, too.
Yeah, the only thing is the seats are so uncomfortable. They're fucking wood benches, no cushion on them. And then the only time...
Let's go there.
For a reason.
Well, I go there.
If
I go
sports and
hardwood chairs. Who wants to go to that?
Yeah, because you're going to sit there for like 2 hours if you're going to watch football. But then I go to watch UFC at Buffalo Wild Wings. And you gotta get there. UFC.
I can think more watching football at home.
UFC starts like at 10. You gotta get there like at 7 or 8 o'clock if you're gonna get a decent seat because everyone shows up because it's free pay per view basically.
Shits for a week after eating their food.
Ah, dude, those wings are pretty good though. There, there's there's a local small chain here called Arugas that's really good, and they're even better than Buffalo Wild Wings. But their menu is like eight to ten big pages. I'm not kidding you, man. It's like they got deep fried hot dogs on the menu, and I've had them, and I must say, not bad.
I was watching on Food Network one time. They were showing this one fucking restaurant. They deep fried anything. Like, they were deep frying Skittles and fucking, like, anything the customer could bring in.
Fuck.
They would deep fry for them, like, fucking
that's
pizza.
Cool.
Should they throw
Jesus.
Anything in there?
Well, and there's that big freezer. There's that big fair in
there. And put pepper powder on anything you can grab. It's candy, ice cream, hamburgers. I mean, anything that you can imagine, they can't for deep fry.
Well, there's a big fair in Minnesota or Michigan, one of those M states, that has deep fried everything. They have a pavilion that says deep fried everything, everything from pizza to spaghetti, any food you can think of, deep fried on a stick.
This place is like the perfect place for Jack Masters because they got like these like contests. If you can eat so many of these food, this certain mix of foods in so many minutes, then you get your meal for free, dude. I mean, look it up, Sumo Grub. It's hilarious.
Do
man.
You win if you get a heart attack at the place?
No.
Do you win?
Well, if you don't finish your meal, no.
Yeah, there you go. You got to pay.
Can they deep fry my own arteries?
Ugh.
They probably would feed them back to you too. Happily,
how about this?
Anything recovered, they'll do for you.
Can they deep fry my fingernails before I chew them? That's something.
Hey, they deep fried ice cream, dude. They put temper batter on ice cream; it was still frozen inside. Man, it's fucking outrageously good.
Huh? If you go out to Vegas, they got the Heart Attack Grill out there. Guys or whoever over 350 pounds fucking eat free. They fucking like cart you out of there in a wheelchair afterwards.
Nice. That's awesome. MSC3 Clay says deep fried macaroni and cheese. That's not what sounds. There's a lot of good stuff to be deep fried.
Yeah, that's it. Deep fried macaroni
mac
and cheese.
Yeah, I try that.
It's awesome, dude.
I tell you what, I try. I've had a deep fried Twinkie. Very good. Deep fried Oreos. I've had. They're really good. Deep fried pickle.
The Snickers
really
are fucking out the hook, man.
I haven't had that. But deep fried pizza, I would do in a hot second, in a minute.
They got deep fried pizza, too.
I would
they
try that. I might make some.
Covered and, oh, my God. It is very good, dude. It is really awesome.
Doug Strange says, deep fry this body. I have. Yeah, Doug Strange, I'll deep fry your body. I'll eat it all night, man.
But they put the tempura batter on it first. So it's got a coating on it, man. So it's like radical.
That's cool. I've heard of deep fried Coca-Cola. I know they do that.
Not that.
Anyway, all right. Well, keep going. Let's go. William 272 wants to fuck her link. Fuck DS links. Derek Stranger's
they
link.
They do them sausages too, man. Hot dogs.
Yeah. Hey guys, come on, prank calls, right? Nunu makes a point. All we do is talk about food sometimes on the show.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, if you don't do prank calls,
Nunu can go fuck himself. Sporty Boris asks more about Apple Spaces. I don't know who we're talking about apples. Who were talking about apples? Forgot. Sorry, man.
Nobody's in fucking La La Land.
Nah. Uncle Freddy's Junkyard Grill. Uncle Freddy. Oh, that reminds me. I keep getting off tangent here and not doing my pranks. But Johnny Brennan, you know, we got this ongoing thing here in Madhouse with Johnny Brennan, and I hate Johnny Brennan. I don't not necessarily hate him. I'm just looking for my interview and looking for the respect that's due to all prank callers, not just me, and anybody who does prank calls online, from PrankNet, Prank University, to KDK, to me, to Zolar, to Friday Night Cranks, everybody. You need to pay your dues and give us respect. But he came out, he said, yeah, there's going to be a, he hasn't had a podcast episode come out in like a month. And he came out on his website and said, yeah, we finally got a new episode coming out this week. And also, the first brand new Jerky Boys prank call like in 10 years or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. All right. So I go to the forums and the link in there is like, yeah, you got to pay 99 cents to download this fucking MP3 of a fucking prank call.
It's going corporate.
Nah, bullshit.
What the hell?
Bullshit.
You got to be. Can you imagine if I did that? Imagine if I were to come to Madhouse when I said, from now on, you want to download a Madhouse prank call? 99 cents. You guys would kill me. You got to kill me.
Monitor goes flying out.
Lose your pay file.
Yeah, you got to pay.
It wouldn't so much be kill you, just no one would even bother to go and download it and pay the thing. They would just say, well.
Just see ya. Bye.
Guys. I would rather pay Fiverr.com to download it and then put it on YouTube than give the money.
There you go. There you go. You spend an extra $4 to do that. I don't get it. Johnny Brennan, you're not thinking right, man. You're thinking back in the 90s. You haven't done a prank call like since the fucking 90s.
That's and you got this, why.
You got this 90s
he's working on CD brand name, man. He's trying to exploit the brand name thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Johnny Brennan, have you heard of a thing called Napster? Have you heard of a thing called Torrents? Nobody pays for that shit anymore.
Have you heard of somebody named Prankmaster?
You're not even on iTunes, man. I can see if you release it on
Prank
iTunes.
Hamster.
Shit! What was I thinking?
It's a general defense.
I just don't get the guy. Whatever, man. Cool. You're the king of pranks. All right, so we called Wild Bills and said we're calling Stanley Plumbing. Anybody want to talk to a plumbing place? Now's your time. Ken, you want to do a prank call? You're Mr. Smartass tonight. You talk to
bring everybody. It on. Let's do this, fucker.
All right, he's doing it. Let's go. Stanley Plumbing in Redwood City, California.
Cali, going back to Cali.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, plumber.
Hello?
Plumber.
Who is this?
Is this the it doesn't matter who this is. Is this the plumber?
Yes, it is. What can I
All right.
What can I do for you?
Well, I got this fucking leak in my house. Think you can come over and take a look at it or what? I got water. It's coming out like a fucking sieve.
Are you serious, man?
What do you mean? What? Are you at the bowling alley or something? Are you ready to come out and take a look at my thing?
I'm at the bowling alley. I'm bowling, man. I'm bowling.
Oh, yeah? What, is the Big Lebowski out there or what?
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Are you going to come out here or what? You bring your wife down? Who's going to come with you?
No, I don't do plumbing at night, man. After 7 o'clock, I quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of shit is that? My water's still running. I got water all up in my bathroom. I think my son, he shoved some shit down in there, and now the pipe's blown out. I don't know what to do.
Call the fire department, man. Call the fire department. They come out there and put some more water in your house.
I don't have a fucking fire. I got water.
Who's this?
Who's this? This is Brent Westwood. Who the fuck is this? Johnny's not going to help you plumbing?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Huh?
Yeah, give me the address. I'll come out there. Fix it for you.
All right, hold on. I just moved here. I don't know the name of the place. It's right next to IKEA.
Next to IKEA?
Yeah.
Which one? The one in East Palo Alto or the one in Oakland?
Yeah, the one in Oakland.
The one in Oakland?
Yeah. You gonna take the you got your bag of tools, you get on the BART, you come down, you fix my pipes. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan. Let me get your phone number.
All right. You ready for it?
I'm ready. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Well, fuck. Hold on. I gotta look it up just a second. I just got this new cell phone too.
Who is this, man?
Huh? This is Brent Westwood.
Who?
Brent Westwood. You ready? Okay. It's 562.
562.
449. 449. You got it?
All right, keep going. Yeah.
2460.
What's the last phone number?
2460.
562, man. Where is this at?
It's an LA cell phone.
It is, huh? Who is this?
This is Brent Westwood. How many times do I got to tell you? I live next to the IKEA. I got water coming out of my fucking toilet.
And you're in Oakland?
Yes.
All right.
Come out in the morning. What can I do? What should I do? Do I get down there and shut the? How should I proceed? I shove some toilet paper in there or what? Wrap a condom around?
Yeah. Let me call you right back.
Okay. Go ahead.
Goodbye.
All right. Tony, you call the fucking fire department.
Who's gonna call the fire department?
You got a plumbing problem? Call the fucking fire department.
Yeah,
I found an ad quick on Craigslist, something in L.A., and I just gave him the phone number for somebody.
Good idea. There you go. Rock on.
That Oakland IKEA is actually right down here in Emeryville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't know black guys bowl. Was that, you think I was black, right?
No, he sounded Hispanic.
I don't know. Hispanic
he wasn't bowling anyway. He was fucking selling drugs there.
Definitely selling drugs.
So
bath salts.
That reminds me, the guys at work, the people I work with, 30 people in my office. I'm one of 5 people that's not Indian. They've got a genius plan where we're all going to get together next Thursday to celebrate some shit. We're going to go out to dinner, and then we're going to go bowling.
And you're going to bring the Indians or what?
The Indians are going bowling. And I want to go just to watch. I just want to go.
You're going to take pictures of them too?
Yeah, I just want to see the Indian guys bowling because I could just imagine how fun it's going to be. I think I'm going to take some painkillers and drink a beer and watch them bowl. You know, just
watch them big old turbans whiz down through there, man.
They don't wear
turbans. Don't want to get one wrapped up.
They don't wear turbans, but I'll tell you what.
My turban is dark B.
I'll tell you what, when these guys get together in a conference room for a meeting, a weekly meeting, it stinks, man. It just smells. It smells like B.O. and
curry.
Fucking Right Guard and curry. The girls smell like curry, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking guys are wearing their turbans. They lean down and get their ball returned.
We're on our way.
On our way. Milkman's on his way. Nunes, it's time for UK calls. Hang on, man. Take it easy, Ben. Ooh.
I think you should cut him off from the UK calls for about 2 weeks and make him appreciate
it. Nunu is becoming a director now.
I like the
director's position.
I like the UK calls. I like to mess with the UK, actually.
And he's become the chat room tyrant.
No kidding. All right, let me look up Request of Pranks here real quick, and then we'll knock out some Lonesome Loser numbers and then go into the UK. Lonesome time for UK numbers. Let's do it. Well, here's one right here. Well, that's the cell phone number, Red Sloth Man. No. No, Red Sloth Man, no.
Damn it, Red Sloth Man.
God damn you.
I'm not
fucking
calling
ass clown.
The bus lover guy. The guy that I called him once, and it was 25 cents for me to ask him if he likes Absolutely, we love buses. All right, P.F. Chang's Chinese restaurants in Rhode Island has put a huge, larger-than-life horse statue by the front entrance of the restaurant. It's gigantic. Yeah, I know. That and
all
every,
the P.F. Chang's are like that.
I know. That and every other P.F. Chang's in the fucking country. But okay. Yo, that's amazing. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yo, you got a big horse. That's amazing. We'll knock this one out real quick. I'm just going to be stupid and say that. Dial it down a little bit here and be stupid. So you guys won anyway.
Thank you, Columbia Chang's Providence Place. It's Brian. How can I help you?
Yeah, you have a big horse in front of your place, right? Is this the right place?
Yes, it is.
Yo, that's amazing. Where'd you get that horse?
I don't know.
Who bring? Actually, where does the horse come from? Where you get the horse? Every single one of you places has a horse.
That is true.
How? Who makes the horse?
It's an outside company.
Is the you can't help me out find out who makes the horse?
I do not know.
Yo, so do you have horse there? Do you sell horses? Horse meat?
No, no, none of that.
You know Chinese people eat horses? They they do.
Certain regions.
Huh?
I said in certain regions.
No, in all the regions. All the regions, they ate horse. All the regions, they ate horse. And then I heard in P.F. Chang's, when they start the day working. Guys, is he still on the line?
I think so.
Guy, listen. I heard that at P.F. Chang's, they take a puppy and they pass him around the staff. And until that puppy's dead, they don't open the doors.
Horse meat.
Yeah, so you're going to sit there and listen.
Meat. Which horse meat?
Meat.
Oh. Hello. Who is this?
Hi, how can I help you?
Are you involved with Madhouse?
Who's that? Yes, that's, yeah.
Shut up. Are you involved with Madhouse?
I gotta give everybody
tickets. God damn it. Are you involved with Madhouse? Oh.
Can you call back tomorrow for Madhouse, son?
Hey,
we're working
listen.
On another event tonight.
Listen, I got a problem with you. Are you listening?
Hold on 1 second, please.
God damn it. She hung up on me. I have a legit problem. That's someone sent the number. Remember I've talked about how I keep getting tweets for some fucking Madhouse weekly party of Friday nights at the Opium Room in Orlando, in Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
Someone sent in a number for that.
Oh, cool.
There's a radio station in Tampa. And over there at the Indian Casino, the Hard Rock Casino, the one where What's-Her-Face died. Who was that?
Did you hear anything back from the I Wear Pants Madhouse Twitters?
No, that died down.
Man Pants.
Promotion.
Yeah, listen, Madhouse. Listen, I got a problem with you people. We gotta straighten this out, okay? Listen.
I'm listening.
I'm Carlito. I'm with Madhouse Radio, okay? I keep getting tweets from your stupid people who keep fucking listening to your shit, and they keep tweeting me and bothering me and my people all the time.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Here, somebody can speak to.
God damn it.
Whoa! Somebody mad with Madhouse Radio.
Hello?
Listen. I'm Carlito with the original Madhouse Radio, okay?
You're calling for Madhouse Radio.
MadhouseLive.com, yeah. We've been doing a show since 2005.
Uh-huh.
All right, and I keep getting your tweets. Your people keep tweeting me talking bullshit about, I'm going to be at Madhouse this Friday, yo. The fuck is
listen,
that about?
Your wife,
I keep getting, you need to straighten this shit out. Your stupid-ass fucking fans, whatever the fuck they are, these fucking Mexican immigrants.
Yo.
They need to stop fucking tweeting me and tweeting my shit and bothering my shit, clogging up my tweet.
He hung up.
God damn it. That's what it is. All the time, yo, I'll go to be at Madhouse this weekend.
We'll
I get all excited. I see Little John's tweeting about Madhouse, and I see it's just
fucking... He's on our hotline for promotions and events.
God damn it. I get all excited. I say, yo, Little John's listening to Madhouse Radio, and it's, no, Madhouse at Opium. They keep putting at Madhouse. Stupid assholes. It pisses me off. Pisses me the fuck off. What do you want, Tabachi? What is it? Tabachi.
Oh, I don't mean to be a problem.
No, no, you're not. I'm just being surly tonight. Did you see your stupid movie?
No, man. No, no. It's too crowded, man. No.
What's that movie you're watching? The Hunger Games? What? I read the book. What?
Yeah, yeah, man. I was going to go watch it, but they were sold out pretty much from all the venues.
The movie's
like in a shitty seat.
Why does everybody want to see that movie? I don't know why. No one wanted to see John Carter. You heard about that? That piece of shit?
I am like, I rarely go to the movies. I know nothing about popular culture. So.
21 Jump Street's got more people than John Carter.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Disney lost $250 million on John Carter. I don't understand. I'm watching the previews for it, like, it's the new Star Wars. Like, oh, it's not. It looks like fucking Stargate.
They were advertising the shit out of that nonstop.
Yeah, I know. International campaign lost $250 million. Right up their ass. Good for them, too. Good. I'm glad it happened. Couldn't happen to a better group of people.
Well, anyways, I went out, and it was the only venue that they had tickets for. It was really crappy.
All right. The Black Theater, I got you. That's all right, man.
I don't know. Nothing worse than going to a room with bad projection and you pay $9 for it.
That's not worth it, man.
Not worth it.
You know what pisses me off is I can't see 3D because I only have one eye that I can see out of. I paid a movie to go see Star Wars Phantom Menace in 3D and I sat there like an asshole with glasses on for no reason. And if I take the glasses off, it looks like shit.
Well, now wait, don't they? Now, if you're going to the one that I think you go to, they show everything in 2D, right?
No. Well, I said 3D. I paid.
You don't go to the one like right around the Beltway interchange?
No, I had to pay $300 to go see it in 3D because my nephew wanted to see it in 3D.
Oh.
My nephew's awesome. He's 5 years old and he loves Star Wars. And he knows that I'm into Star Wars and I've been in the Star Wars since I was a kid. And he's like, Uncle Carlito, you know, tell me about Star Wars. And then he sees all my Star Wars collectibles that I got boxed up in my closet here. And now he wants my Star Wars toys. He doesn't understand they're worth money. So he's like, oh, can I have one of your toys? Like, hell no, you can't have one of my toys. No, you can't have my signed R2-D2 fucking toy. So, oh, God. He just doesn't get it. I love the kid, but please.
Not a toy. It's a goddamn action figure.
He doesn't get it. I know.
You keep your kids away from toys.
I love the kid. God bless him.
Keep too much love for kids.
I love my two nephews, but man, this kid's just like, every time I come over now, it's like, Uncle Carlos, you bring me a Star Wars toy? Like, no, I didn't bring a Star Wars toy. It's worth fucking $50. I didn't bring you a Star Wars toy. So now every time we go to visit, we gotta stop at Target on the way to pick him up a fucking Star Wars toy out of there. $9. Since when does a Star Wars figure cost $9? What the hell's that about? $9.
What Star Wars figure costing $50?
That was a kid with like $4.50, $4 for like a G.I. Joe, or now it's like $10 for a toy, like a little figure, like a action figure.
Well, I have
to
take into consideration now, they're doing targeted marketing places like Target.
Gotcha.
And they're signing it for a reason. They aren't just selling it out of pure randomness.
I had the old Millennium Falcon and the fucking Death Star Star Wars shit.
Yeah, I had all that. One day I got a hair up my ass and I had a bunch of leftover fireworks on the 4th of July and I blew up all my Star Wars and G.I. Joe stuff with fireworks. And my dad shit a brick when he got home and he realized that I had blown up, like, I had the G.I. Joe space shuttle one that's worth like a lot of money right now. I blew that up. I poured gasoline on it, lit it on fire. I was like, I don't need toys anymore. I'm grown up.
You want a war? I'll give you a war.
Yeah. Dude, I had that aircraft carrier though. I didn't blow that up. My dad sold that later on, but the aircraft carrier was a shit. He bought it. I remember he bought it at Sears. Remember the day we bought it? We went to Sears and we bought the aircraft carrier, the USS something. I forgot what it was. And it had it came with one plane and a little car, like a little utility vehicle with it. Yeah, man.
When did they put a car on the aircraft carrier?
How did the G.I. Joes have an aircraft carrier anyway? What's that about? They were like a splinter group of the army. I had to have a space shuttle and a fucking aircraft carrier. I don't get it.
A $50 million budget?
Because of Ronald Reagan, that's why.
the fucking Cold War. Who cares?
I know, right? It was the fucking Reagan administration, of course. Of course, it was a team of 20 people that had their own space shuttle and aircraft carrier. Yeah.
Just like the Expendables.
Exactly. All right, let's keep going.
Are they coming out with a number two?
G.I. Joe movie number two? I don't know.
No, the Expendables.
The Expendables number two? I don't know.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Oh, that's good for them.
Yeah, they're Chuck bringing the Expendables Norman. 2 out. They got Van Damme, Chuck Norris, bunch of people in it.
Well, that sounds cool.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, Van Damme, and Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
And the Terminator.
And the Terminator. RoboCop, too. Then I'll see you then. Still waiting for that new RoboCop movie. They keep talking about it, never release it. Tuck, are you excited about the Avengers or not?
Yeah, sure. Avengers, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're the comic book guy.
Anyone looking into Prometheus?
What?
Yeah, when it happens.
Alien movie.
Ah. Yeah, it's sort of kind of Alien, sort of kind of not.
Well, it's a prequel.
Okay.
It explains.
It's Ridley Scott and it's the Alien universe, and it's kind of prequel to Alien movie.
Well, no, it explains the whole story is based around the space jockeys, and what the space jockeys are is that it's that skeleton of that giant alien they find in a crash ship. That's what they're called.
Right.
Alien, great movie. First one was good. Then I saw the other ones. Alien S was good.
What are we calling?
I don't know.
Good evening, Turkish Kitchen.
Yes, hi, Turkish Kitchen.
Yep.
Is the manager there?
Who's calling?
This is Cross.
Oh. One second. Telefono?
Hello.
Yes, hi, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are we doing?
I'm good. Listen, I'd like to take a piece of turkey and shove it up your asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
And then you'll like it because you're a gay.
Yes, I do. I love it.
Okay.
When are you going to come to my house and fuck me?
Whenever you want, motherfucker. Just give me give me your address.
I want that stallion.
You want what?
I want the stallion.
You know, did I tell you our phone was trapped, so they are going to get your phone number?
No.
What are they going to trap him? No, please don't.
No,
don't call the police.
Please, no.
Keep talking.
No, please. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Don't, please, okay?
I leave the phone on, so you keep talking, okay?
Don't track it, okay? Please. You think a tracer can stop me?
All they're going to find out is that you're gay. You like to suck the men.
Yeah, they're going to have all the evidence, all the things you said about boys, that you're going to have sex with boys. Remember that? We have that all recorded, sir.
And you're going to fuck the horse?
Mm-hmm. Remember?
I don't think he's listening anymore.
I don't think he's listening anymore.
I think he's going to hug the dick.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's one of my favorite PLA things. Is when they Who said that? That wasn't Brad. Who was it? Does anyone know who that was in that radio show? You think a tracer can stop me? Oh! So it cracks me up every time I hear it. It's true. Tracer can't stop me. All right. UK calls are up. David Reardon. All right.
Nice. Let me do this one. I got to sign off.
All right. We'll do this and you get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
David?
Reardon, yes.
Sure, a lot of numbers in that UK phone number there.
Sandbagging you.
Hello?
David Reardon. Hello.
Yes?
Yes, how's it going? Yes, this is Brent Westwood calling. We're just calling to make sure that you set your clocks back.
I'm sure you've got something totally wrong here. We don't set the clocks back at this time of year.
What?
Not. Are you there?
Hello?
David.
Hello,
David. So if you don't set your clocks back, do you know anything about the pornographic movies that were found in your neighborhood?
No.
No? You don't know anything about Big Knockers?
You what?
All right. Do you know anything about
Are
the?
Are you using the phone?
Do you know anything about the offensive anti-litter signs?
No.
Well, there's some signs in your neighborhood that are offensive. And I want you to take pictures of them, okay? I want you to go take pictures of the pictures of the offensive signs that are causing an uproar. Do you hear me?
It looks like dicks.
Hello? Is he gone? Still there?
He's just not playing. I think he's just listening.
This is stupid. All right, well, sir, you sit there and listen to what I had to say. Nunu sent in an article, "Don't be a tosser. Take your rubbish home. Landowners' offensive signs cause uproar at a county manor." Apparently someone put up signs in this village where this idiot who's on the phone who doesn't want to talk lives at, where this stupid fucking guy, this fucking mongoloid donkey molester lives at. The message
donkey raping shit eater.
Upon entering the village, there's a sign that says Stanfordham welcomes you, not litter. But it appears the rather modest sign planted in a bed of daffodils. Well, I don't have time to read all of this, bitch. And recent, one resident has become increasingly frustrated at having to pick up litter. Okay.
These people are long-winded.
I know, God. So he put it, someone put up a sign that says, "Don't be a tosser, take your litter home." Oh my God. Oh my God, don't be a tosser. Better If You Did is on the line. What's up? Better If You Did.
Speak up, damn it.
You've been calling all night.
Now or die.
What do you want, asshole? 3, 2, 1, bye. All right, see ya. You're out of here. Out of here on your ass. I like that Avatar has got those woman with the pussy showing. See that?
I missed it. Where was it?
Panties. Yeah, I like panties.
It wasn't worth it.
Nah, it's not worth it. All right, so... Yeah, so big deal. So someone put up a sign that says, "Don't be a tosser." Is that what the big deal is, Nunu? Is that supposed to impress us?
It means something to him.
I don't follow.
I don't follow.
If Nunu would call in and explain the shit, we would understand. But
yeah, of course we don't, yeah.
We're going to let that guy on the phone all night.
It's a big fucking insult in the UK to call someone a tosser. But if you're tossing stuff, this is what you are. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Richard Bales, we'll call him.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be more willing to participate.
We don't toss, we pitch.
You, sir, need to wash the dishes, is what you need to do.
Dishes already done, dude.
Well, shit, it's about time. You get your ass in trouble again.
Hello?
Hello, Richard.
Hello?
This is Richard Bales.
Yes.
Hi, sir. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Sign Administration. I understand that there's a sign in your neighborhood that's offensive that says, "Don't be a tosser."
Sorry, what?
There's a sign that you put up in the neighborhood that says, "Don't be a tosser, don't litter." Hello?
Hi.
Is this... You live in...
Do you understand what time it is?
You understand a punch to the face if you don't answer my questions? You're going to get in big trouble with me, you understand? Now listen, you live in Stamford, you live in Stamfordham, don't you?
No.
Where do you live? No. Where do you live? How much meat do you have in your freezer? How about that?
Oh, shut up, I've got kids.
You shut up, I'm going to fart on the phone, listen to my fart. There you go. How does that smell? He's gone.
Murder. Tell Nunu he needs to get some more participating people.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that was in that right neighborhood.
That was funny to him.
I guess so. I've been having my farts lately. I can only describe them as smelling salty.
That is the strangest thing I've ever fucking heard.
If something can smell salty, that's my fart. It smells salty. I don't know. I didn't even know salty had a smell, but there you go. Salty. All right. William Harriman.
William?
William.
Let me jump on him.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Is William there?
William who?
William Harriman.
Yes.
All right.
Who's speaking?
My name is Brent Westwood, ma'am.
Yes.
What is your name?
Shirley Harriman.
Shirley Harriman. Well, good morning.
I'm
calling from the United States. We've been contracted by the British government to give wake-up calls. Wake up!
You do realize it's 3 o'clock in the morning and we are 80 years old.
That's pretty old. Are you a pensioner?
Yes, of course we are. And
do you have a driver's license?
I don't appreciate your call at this time in the morning. So please put the phone down.
It's time for you to get a job is what you need to do. Oh, boy. The pensioner has been woken up. Stop the press. Oh, she was picking up again.
Welcome to voicemail.
Aw. Coconut has something my microphone smells. Smells good. Smells good when I fart. Anyway, smells really good.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Gross.
Anyway.
Salty microphone.
Salty microphone.
Smells like spit ass.
Who's hitting buttons? Who's doing it? Tell me now.
I want to get into voicemail.
If you tell me now, you won't be as much trouble. All right. Dirty Aaron.
No, no buttons for me.
Oh, the phone off the hook.
Called is on the phone. Please leave a message.
That's the one thing they got on us, these people we prank call. They leave the phone off the hook. No way we can get through. I don't know if you guys know how phones work.
Well,
I've never used anything with
Skype. Sometimes there's cool stuff you can do.
There's what?
Sometimes there's a few neat little menu options if they have really old phones.
Yeah, voicemail you can't. You can't just hack a voicemail unless you got a lot of time or a computer machine.
Oh, it's a voicemail. I thought it was an answering machine.
Answer machine you can. You hit 0001234. 5678-9125.
I can't hear a thing. It's crappy speakers.
2251.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this P. Edwards?
Yep.
Good. Listen, how much meat do you have in your freezer? I have it down here. We're calling from the United Kingdom Meat Administration. You have more meat inside your home than you do ration tickets, ration books. You have more meat than you're allowed to have, sir.
Who are you?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom Meat Rationing Administration.
Yeah.
Okay. How many cuts of meat do you have? Up for how many days do you have meat? That's a weird call, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play, Dan.
That's when you key so dumb to call it.
Hello? Hello? Listen.
You know.
Answer the phone. I command you.
We will come kill you.
Nothing. We got Captain S.F. Riddell in England.
Oh, give me the captain. Oh, Capitan.
I got to find my captain's hat, man. Milkman, are you with a customer? Is Milkman connected still? I can't see.
I don't see him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's with a customer.
Is this the captain?
Hello, captain.
Hello. Do you know what time it is, sir? How dare you call me captain?
Well, we woke him up at least, I guess.
It seems like they wake. Those people are already fucking awake.
He picked up on him.
I am merely a lieutenant.
I'm merely a lieutenant. Should be pissed him off enough to answer. Now it's busy. Ah, he got us. He got us with the trick.
Still can't believe people like keep telephones right next to them. Like,
I know.
Just, like it,
what's that about?
Old school. Yeah, it's old school.
Is it that like for me? Like a phone call? Like I rarely answer the phone. Rarely, rarely. You got to call me like 5 times in a row for me to answer the damn phone. You know that, Tabachi. The first-hand experience. Try to call me. I don't answer the damn phone. If you call me like 5 times, then I'm like, oh, it must be important. And let me answer this next time coming up. And I might not even answer that next time. The hell is that? What are you doing?
I just
there?
Stay quiet.
Stay quiet. David Reardon, calling him back, see if he answers. Who's breathing like that? Is that you, Belushi? You're getting vaginal fluids?
Somebody's getting hot breathing over there.
vaginal fluids you're getting there?
I have no idea where they came from.
Hello?
David, how are you?
Hello.
Listen, hi, listen, I have you down here on this list of computers that you have more meat than you're allowed to have in a week inside your house. How many days worth of meat do you have there in your refrigerator or your freezer or your ice box, your ice chest?
Do you know what time this is?
Yes, I do. It's 5 in the morning.
And you're leaving me in bed at 5 in the morning. You ask how much meat I've gotten.
Because the troops... Listen. Shut up, you horse. Because the troops need meat, okay? We're at war, and the troops need meat, and you're eating all the meat. You don't need that much protein. Your kidneys are going to go bad. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm recycling numbers here because I haven't really got anything new. Here we go. Nim Thomas. N-I-M Thomas. Whatever N-I-M means.
Little Nim.
I have a hotel number back a few lines. You can scroll up.
Oh, you're in the chat?
Skype chat.
I almost never look at that Skype chat, you know?
I didn't know.
Oh, I'll look now. You gotta tell me. I'm not watching out. I got way too much. I'll look.
He's got like 7 screens in front of him.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Nim Thomas?
It is, yeah.
And what's Nim stand for? N-I-M. Huh? I just wanted to know what it stand for. Look, Tabachi, I'm sorry I don't answer the phone. Don't get mad, all right? I'm sorry I even brought it up. I'll answer the phone next time you call me, okay? Sorry, man.
Well, like, I realized the past 3 times I did it on Friday, and then it dawned on me one time, like, oh, wait a minute, that's when you know, you take the wife out, so.
Well, probably. That's
when I'm always rolling by your place anyways on Fridays. So.
Fridays I'm sleeping. Be honest with you, Fridays after I do the show and I wake up at 5 in the morning to get to work.
Oh, I'm talking about in the evening.
In the evening? Yeah, I'm sleeping on Friday. But I'm usually asleep Friday by like 8 o'clock. No kidding, man. I sit here. I usually sit down and I try to start editing the podcast on Friday, and I usually fall asleep in my chair. And then my neck starts hurting and it wakes me up, and my wife tells me, you're fucking snoring, go to the bed. And then I go to the bed. That's my Fridays. Big, big exciting Friday. Now that I'm in my 30s. Can't all be young like Tabachi. Going out. On Friday nights.
Oh, I'm not going out. I'm going home.
Gay hotel.
Is this the gay hotel?
What's the gay hotel?
Thank you for calling the Parker Guesthouse.
This isn't the gay hotel. It's Parker Guesthouse. Liar.
Your call is being transferred. Friendly.
And nobody there tonight, huh?
I never heard of the gay hotel. You guys call the gay hotel a lot?
Room 23.
All the time.
Is not available. To leave a message.
Oh, I hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no big deal. There's some days it's real busy and you can dial every room. Or
and there's like
that fails. There's a front attendant who thinks he can keep himself. But
yeah, that's cool.
It doesn't. It's like one of those things. It's on or off. You know.
We'll try one more time.
I think tonight's a good night for it.
Fine. I'll hang up. Fine. All right. Next number, Robert Thomas. Isn't that Robert Thomas? Rob Thomas. I've heard of that name before. Isn't that a musician? Rob Thomas.
Isn't he the boring singer who sings of Santana sometimes?
Yeah, he lived in Orlando for a while. Yeah. Christian, and then he got in trouble with drugs and stuff. Like Rush Limbaugh. Just... Oh, talk, are you bored? You bored, Todd? Go to hell.
Hello?
Hi, Robert Thomas. Is he around? Is this the wife?
Yeah, it's England, and it's 4:30 in the morning.
I know what country it is, bloody well, bloody damn it. I know where I'm calling. Who do you think you are? Tell me it was England. What's that about? What was that?
Huh? It's 4:30 in the morning. Piss off.
So what?
Oh, you piss off.
Oh, piss off.
Take a bitch. That was awesome.
Seriously, it's England. So what? This is America, man.
Do what I want.
We have police cars.
Hello? And now Skype just froze on me. Michael Hall is located in England also. I'm sure they'll explain that to us also. Hello, England. Robert Thomas, talk. Talk, you stupid. I keep picking up and hanging up. And now Skype's freezing again. I'm losing Skype. Damn it.
No!
Too many of you guys connected here.
All right, well, I'm going to jump off. I gotta go.
Bye.
Who's that Belushi guy?
He's got to go clean.
Not saying anything.
He's got to go.
I got to go, TT.
I got to go sweep the floor for my wife. I get in trouble every week for not doing the dishes. What man does the dishes, huh? Jeez. I'm just saying.
I do dishes.
We ain't live alone, so let's got to do dishes.
You don't have a woman to do them, Dalachi. Come on. Or a man. That's okay if you got a man. Hello?
Hey, just heard we have a dishwasher.
That works.
I do dishes for my woman.
Michael Calder. Michael Calder. Hello? Yes, this is Michael.
Hello?
Yes, is Michael there?
Do you know this is the middle of the night?
Yeah, it's 5:30. I don't care. So what? What are you doing? Are you sleeping?
Yes.
Not anymore, right? You're awake.
Yes.
I got you there. Can I speak to Michael, please? It's important.
I'm sorry.
Listen, it's important. If you don't put him on, you're going to be in big trouble, Missy.
I'm terribly sorry he's not available.
You stupid woman. Put him on. Let me talk to you then, okay? Oh. I don't know.
This is the Prime Minister.
Hello. Michael!
So that.
Right, we got Michael Hall instead then. I hate that song. I think I'm going to end the show here pretty soon. I know it's a half hour early, but I'm just not, you know.
Might be a good call.
Tired. Tired, man. Tired.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You got to know when to end the show. You got to know. Got to know when to hold on.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you, good sir? Is this Michael?
Who are you?
Well, my name is Cross. I'm calling about the administration, the United Kingdom Administration of Approvals and Denials. Okay? You understand? Hello? Please? Come on, man. What do I usually say to the UK that sticks? I'm not hitting it right tonight. Something's not clicking tonight. What do I say to them usually?
Say cheerio.
Yes, hi. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
Can you please report the time?
Sorry?
Can you please report the time to me?
No.
I command you in the name of the United States.
Oh, bugger off.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. Been nailed. I'm Elkman. I'll call you back.
Hello?
Hey, yes. Hi, Michael.
Who's that?
Alright, did you wake up now? Were you sleeping?
Yeah, you just woke us up. Who's that?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hi, I'm Cross. I'm calling from the United States.
Right.
How you doing? Well?
You just knocked us out of bed. Like, what's the matter? Who is it? What's it about?
It's an important call. It's very urgent. Is your wife with you right now in your bed?
No, but...
Hmm? Is your wife...
What's it about? Who is it, man?
Oh, you're in the bed with your wife. It's important. She needs to know about this.
My wife's not here.
Oh, are you alone?
I'm alone, yeah.
Oh, is there anybody in the house with you?
No.
Okay, so can you take your pants off and just walk around the house?
How the fuck is this?
My name is Cross. There's, you know, I like to make people kiss each other on the phone.
And where are you getting this number from?
From the computer.
From the computer.
Uh-huh. They have you down for a possible sexual deviant. In the registry, the city book. So I like to call people and have them kiss each other. Like to make call people and have them kiss on the phone, and I listen to it. But you said you're alone, right? Hello.
That's funny, man. How are you, man? For fuck's sake.
Well, can you? You don't have a woman?
Oh.
He ain't got a woman out there.
He's gonna have him get in the shower.
He's gonna wash the dishes.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have.
We're gonna do another prank call or two here, but before that, we gotta call Milkman.
Hey. Yeah.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
I'm sucking his dick. I tell you, I'm sucking his dick. You don't call him on the phone.
I am sucking his dick. Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Ah.
Good. Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, man. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Okay.
Stretch my legs out, you know.
Stretch the legs out?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you call it now?
Got my legs stretched out, man. You know, middle leg kickstand, man. Stand upright.
Good deal.
Front end lift up.
All right. Good for you. We're going to call Kevin Guthrie. Hang on.
That's what them kids are calling nowadays, you know.
Well, you're a kid now. You're talking like a kid now. Oh, whoa. No sense.
You kids.
That lingo. That jazz.
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this Kevin and Mrs. Guthrie?
Hello?
Is this Guthrie?
Yeah.
Is Kevin there?
Who is it?
This is Cross, calling from the United States Amherst Association. Can you please put Kevin on the phone? It's important. It's urgent.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you know that?
I know. I'm sorry to bother you, man. Please forgive me, but I need you to speak to Kevin. It's a matter of urgency. Very important.
Just hold on.
You have to wait, brother. Let me see.
Hello?
Kevin.
Uh-huh?
I'm sorry to wake you up. Was that your wife I was just talking to?
Yes. Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, she sounds very nice. Very, very nice lady. If you wouldn't mind, can you go ahead and just tell her you love her and then kiss her?
Are you waking me up here?
Yeah, I like to make people kiss each other on the phone and listen to them kiss. I really do want to hear that, man. You think we could ever get someone to do that? Like, make out? That'd be nice. Because Milkman won't let us hear that.
Right. So we have to get another source for our entertainment.
Hello? No. Seriously, Milkman, I'm really upset you didn't let us hear that last week, you know. All you had to do is say, yeah, I'm hanging up, and then not hang up, and then just put the phone in your pocket and let us hear that. That would have been awesome, man. That would have been...
Okay, I had it on mute because I didn't want to interrupt the call. Now, what did you say to me?
I said last week when you were getting ahead, you should have left the phone on and not told her and let us hear it. That's real messed
dude,
up,
this
man.
This girl, you got to understand, this girl's a double major, right?
She's a dummy.
She's so freaking smart, dude. Don't buy that. She's damn smart. Can't pull that shit.
No.
Hello?
I'm going to hear you get a blowjob. Hi, is a Horsfield there?
Yes.
Is this the wife?
Yes.
Okay, can you put him on, please? This is important.
Who is it, please?
This is Cross.
It's who?
Cross.
It's Cross?
Yes.
Can I ask why you're calling?
This is important. I need to talk to him. This is a very urgent matter. It's a matter of urgency. Please. I'm sorry to wake you up. I know I've woken you up. I'm sorry, darling.
Hello?
Mr. Horsfield.
Yeah?
Yes, hi. Was that your wife I was just speaking to?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry to wake you up. Were you awake or were you sleeping?
Sleeping? What do you want?
Oh, no. I just wanted to see your, if you're in bed with your wife. Was that your bed? Your wife next to you in bed?
Are you a weirdo?
No, no, no. I just want to know if that was your wife next to you in bed.
Who are you?
Huh? I'm Cross.
Don't phone this number again, please.
Well, listen, please. Could you just please kiss your wife and I can hear it? Please. I'm really not going anywhere with this kissing your wife thing tonight, but that's all I got. That's all I got to work with.
Hello?
I command you to kiss your husband right now.
We've got a trace on this phone that goes automatically to the police.
Yeah, but I'm in the United States, so it doesn't work.
It does work like that if you're in the United
States.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't matter because
no,
they can
doesn't.
Trace your call.
It doesn't work on the metric system, stupid. Then will you please kiss your husband? I want to hear you guys kissing.
Oh. You please kiss your husband.
I'm saying please, okay? Hello? Please?
Not on the metric system.
They keep picking up and hanging up. I think they're trying to trace it.
Does it take something like 20 minutes for them to try to call these days? I don't think so.
Hello? Hello?
Like, it's
hello,
like,
hello.
Like in the 1970s when they were like, keep them on the line to a truce to call. They got little wires in the back.
Yeah, I know. They keep them on the line. What happened to Milkman? Milkman,
you
dropped out again?
Yeah,
lovely PJ.
All right, I'll call you back.
Yeah, call me when you can.
Okay, Milkman's signal dropped out. All right. Scotland says, RIP Carlito. R.I.P. Carlito. Why? I'm not going to die. I'm going to caught. Oh, because I'm getting caught. Yeah.
That's a bong rip. Did you do a bong rip?
Nope. No thanks.
What's the potpourri?
I don't need that anymore, man. I don't do that. Drugs.
No one them drugs.
Yeah, you're the one that keeps drawing comic books about it and, you know, getting into the children's heads and stuff about it.
Right.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Howdy.
Hello.
Ah.
All right. IRCTC114 says, can we prank call this number? They close soon. What number is it? What am I going to call a number and not say? Is it a person? Is it a business? Obviously, it's a business. They close. What's the business, IRTICTIC? Tell me. You want us to do your prank calls, brother? You got to tell us what to work with here. Big game stuff.
The one thing is, if you do want us to do a prank call, it has to be verified. But we need some info to work with so they'll have a reason to talk
yeah.
to it.
I'll just say, hey, call this number. Like, all right.
Code number, White House Hotline, hello.
Hello. And now he's calling me an asshole. That's where you're a real asshole. You're an asshole yourself. Nunu boot, kick IRCTC. I don't need that. I don't need that shit. Call me an asshole in my own chat room. What's that about? Oh, he hates prank callers. Oh, okay. The manager's an asshole. I'm sorry. Okay. Not you, him. All right. Nunu, don't kick him out. I don't need that. Closing soon. They close now, IRCTC. You know, the penalty for sending a prank call that doesn't answer is getting kicked out of town. It's not. We'd have nobody in here. I'm kidding. I'm in a weird mood today, IRCTC. I know this is your first night here that I've noticed. Please just don't take it to heart.
Yeah, you new guys, you just kind of learn, you know, that some of the things that we require is basic, you know, call references. Somebody's going to answer. Hopefully they speak the freaking English. And we got to have some premise to work with, some information to discuss that the taxi feels comfortable talking to us.
They need to learn that, Milkman. You know, you need to learn bros for hoes. Remember that? Remember how we used to say that?
What is it?
Remember how what you used to learn? You used to know bros before hoes, and then you forgot that last week. forgot it. Hello?
Hello?
This is Lara.
Yeah?
Lara, do you have a man there with you, or are you alone?
Who's that?
Well, this is Cross. I was just wondering if you have... Is your husband next to you?
Who?
Your husband.
Who are you?
Well, I need to speak to Mr. Horsfield. My name is Cross.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Cross.
Well, who's Mr. Cross?
I'm a friend of your husband. It's an urgent matter. It's a matter of urgency.
What's it regarding?
It's about an amorous relationship that he's in.
What?
An amorous relationship that he's in, you know?
Is it an amorous relationship?
Yeah. He's in an infidelous relationship.
With who?
With me.
With you?
Yeah.
Right.
Will you kiss him? And let me hear.
Yeah, apparently you're in a relationship with this guy.
You
speak to him.
Hello?
Hey, honey, how are you?
You could see
better.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi, how are you, honey?
I'm fine.
I'm sorry to wake you up, but I wanted to kiss you tonight. And I can't be there right now.
Well, you gotta be somewhere else, are you?
No, this is Mr. Horsfield.
No, it's not Mr. Ashford.
No, can you kiss her for me and let me hear?
No, I can't.
Please, don't you love her?
No.
You don't love Lara?
No.
Say it right now. I don't love Lara. Say it.
No, I can't do that.
Say it.
No, I've got to go to sleep. See ya.
Put her back on the phone. Put her on the phone.
Goodbye.
Put her on the phone.
Goodbye.
Put her on the phone. I command you.
No, don't do that.
Shut up. Please. I think for a second she believed it. I don't know. Lara?
Tell the woman to put the real man on the phone.
He was half asleep. I thought I could convince him to do something because he said it so like he was halfway in a dream still. She's like, you're in an amorous...
Rapidly turned into a nightmare there.
Two more pranks and we're calling it a night. I think there's a lot of requested pranks I didn't get to. I'm sorry, I just can't. This is it. Like Michael Jackson. We're going to call Kathy at Newbank, Kathy Eubank, and Kathy Newbound.
Hi.
Hi, is Kathy there?
Just a minute. Hello?
Hi, Kathy. Good morning. How are you?
Who are you, please?
I am the Frenchman. My name is Cross. I'm from France.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, are you sleeping in the bed with your husband, or is he in another bed? Hello? Come on. You know, I thought I'd get somewhere tonight with the freakiness, you know, being a little weird.
I think all these people are like...
Hello, you reached the Eubanks. I'm sorry, there's nobody here to take your call. Hello, you reached the Eubanks.
Nothing. Last call of the night. Kathy Newbound in England also. This is the last one. Member of the Council of the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead. Uh-huh. Good. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. I've tried my best. At the very least, we've kept you entertained. We've tried pranks.
Good thing is I got ring.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I would like to think. Thinking about you tonight, thinking about what we could do together where I wake you up and tell you these things on the phone, and you tell me what you're thinking. And
mm-hmm.
Huh? Whatever, I'm done. I'm bored with this show. I'm bored with this. I'm bored with my show. I'm bored with Madhouse tonight.
Oh!
I don't need you guys. No, Belushi, you're out of here on your ass. See you later, man. Bye. You're gone. Out of here, on your ass. All right, talk. TuckerMike.com.
Mwah. Bye. Kisses.
You're out of here on your ass. See you, man.
Ugh.
And you, Milkman?
Yes, sir.
You're out of here. See him. No, I'm kidding. Go, okay. Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go
ahead. Oh, okay. No, no, no. I didn't want to interrupt, man. But, you know, if not, I'd like to thank our participants.
Uh-huh.
Then you can throw my ass out on the fucking street.
On
get
the street.
Batman!
Like a Bulgarian whore. Go ahead. I'm
but
sorry.
First, our most important part right here. I'd like to thank all of our friends out there in the chat room, all of our friends right there at Texas Network. Everybody loves the Madhouse. The number one man, the number one, number hit man of all, the Lord of Loser. God bless the man.
Yeah.
You're doing this ever back, man. We sure do appreciate all that you do, my friend, my great friend, fellow Pennsylvanian, but also you, especially you, our listeners, our beloved friends and lovers of the Madhouse for many years. That's right, the most interactive radio show that you can find right here in your earballs on the internet. That's right, every Thursday, same back cave, same back time. Please, please, bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because we do this show every week for you. We just ask you to give us the time, and we'll drop the dime, baby. Better yet, bring an enemy, because they're all welcome right here at the Madhouse. But what would we do without our fearless leader? That's right, the man with the hammer, the man with the big fat fingers. Everybody told Joey tomorrow the Madhouse. God bless our fearless leader. Thank you so much, my brother. And
thank
I did
you.
Have a good night. I mean, time.
Okay. Oh, Milkman, you're funny. Thank you, Milkman, for everything you do, man. Everyone who sent in numbers, Milkman already covered you guys. Everyone who sent in requested pranks, Nunu, thank you, Lonesome Loser. And everyone in the chat room, thanks, guys. Let's do one more prank call. Last one, now I promise. This is for Nunu.
Then you can bounce my ass.
On your ass. Hello? Oh, I forgot the name. Calling Lexi's mom back.
Hi, please just leave me a message and I will give you a call back. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message.
No answer there, Nunu. I tried. Can't say I didn't try. I didn't follow your orders. Well, guys, this is it. Milkman, you're out on your ass. See you later, man.
All right, brother. It went soft on that last one, Nunu. Thank you, my brother. Take care, brother. Peace.
Take it easy. Peace. Good night, everybody. We'll catch you here next week. MadhouseLive.com is the website.